573-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. The parking lot outside of Buenos Aires nightclub now being used as a temporary morgue. Argentine rescue crews now trying to handle hundreds who were killed or injured in a fire at that club. Police say at least 174 people were killed and 410 injured, smoke inhalation being cited as the causes of death. Eyewitnesses say a fire broke out when someone threw a flare, igniting the club's ceiling. Panic followed in what witnesses say was like a human wave, with people jumping and pushing their way out of the building. They say many people fell or were pushed down by the crowd. Sunday's earthquake and tsunami has taken more than 120,000 lives. Officials estimate 5 million people lack clean water, shelter, food, sanitation, and medicine. Indonesian officials now say they expect the toll in their country alone to top 100,000. U.S. relief efforts have planes delivering medical staff to Sri Lanka and body bags to Thailand. A Thai air base is the hub for U.S. military-led relief effort that will stretch along the Indian Ocean. A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier battle group is making its way to Indonesia's hard-hit Sumatra. Officials say the vessels are expected to reach there Saturday and possibly meet up with naval ships from Singapore and Australia. Secretary of State Colin Powell will lead a group of experts preparing to depart to South Asia. The delegation will assess the situation for additional U.S. support. With the death toll from Sunday's earthquake and tsunami on the rise, relief workers fear the initial number of lives lost could double with the onset of disease. Dr. Robert Edelman, a vaccine researcher from the University of Maryland, says mosquitoes could spread disease and kill scores of South Asians.
We're talking about potentially millions of lives at risk due to a diarrhea disease, due to contaminated water, due to malaria through exposure to mosquitoes and to dengue fever.
Edelman says earthquake survivors need one item more than any other.
Potable drinking water, water that you can trust that won't infect you. That right now is the major issue.
Condemnation from Palestinian leaders over an Israeli raid on the Khan Yunis refugee camp. The Palestinians claiming the raid is a major distraction ahead of its presidential vote set for a January 9th election. Two more Palestinians were killed in an Israeli missile strike today. The strike came on the second day of an Israeli raid that Israel says is aimed at halting missile strikes against nearby Jewish settlements. At least 12 Palestinians have been killed in the strikes. We have a new definition of torture. The Justice Department is backing away from its own assertions prior to the Iraqi prison abuse scandal that torture had to involve excruciating and agonizing pain. The latest memo states flatly that torture violates U.S. and international law. The document omits two of the most controversial assertions: that President Bush, as commander-in-chief in wartime, had authority superseding U.S. anti-torture laws, and the U.S. personnel had several legal defenses against criminal liability. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Laura Flanders.
We have Susan Sarandon calling in.
I came out of a screening of Hotel Rwanda, and it's quite extraordinary. But really, the thing, I turned to somebody and I said, do you remember what we were watching when this was going on? It was like O.J. Simpson. What were we doing?
Well, remember when the news finally covered what was happening in Rwanda? It was when the endangered gorillas were getting killed.
Oh, my God.
This was after a million people had been killed in 10 months.
Laura Flanders on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, people on vacation, people enjoying their holidays, people who might be too stressed out to enjoy their holidays. Take it easy, will you? Riley and I aren't here. We're on vacation.
That's right. We're enjoying our holidays.
That's right. I hope I am. That's weird. Yeah, but yeah.
I know you are.
I hope I am. So these are, we got these shows that we're doing. They're not just best of shows. There's a lot of new material on these shows. We got compilations of comedy. There's hours of comedy, back-to-back comedy bits from Morning Sedition. In this hour, we're going to be talking about Walmart.
Always a favorite topic of our listeners.
The evil Walmart malignancy on the world. Ooh. We got Todd Berry coming up. So you want, that was a funny segment. This is a funny segment, so why don't you listen to this? This is my buddy, comedian Todd Berry. Todd is sort of a mysterious comedian. It's kind of cryptic.
I feel like an insult. I feel a veiled insult coming around.
No insult.
Or not veiled. I feel a direct attack.
He's got the new CD, Todd Berry Falling Off the Bone.
Yeah.
It's got a DVD in there. There's like 20 tracks.
There's so much value in that. It's,
DVD.
It's ridiculous.
Comedy Central Records.
Putting it out. You can buy it in stores, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the big muff.
Really? You don't have to go to toddberry.com?
Nice, subtle placement of my website. I like that. It's so much better when you bring it up than when I go, hey, I have a website.
Is it toddberry.com?
Let me try to remember. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys who pretends they're not self-promotional. I don't know. Someone else does it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it has something to do with my name. You've got all kinds of stuff up there, though. Don't you have one of those sort of cutting-edge websites?
I do have a really cutting-edge website.
Yeah.
No flash on it, though.
No flash?
So if you dial up people...
Yeah,
I got something.
It's easy access.
It's easy. It's for. It crosses all. Whatever I'm trying to say here that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. It's perfect, Todd. So where'd you tape this thing, man?
I taped it at Pianos on the Lower East Side.
Are you guys still doing that show? I used to do a show with Dave Cross and John.
Yeah,
Benjamin.
We're doing it December 30th, actually.
Who's on that show?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's guests. Mark, do you want to be on? I'm sure we could squeeze you.
I guess that's sort of what I was doing. Can I be on the show, man?
Yeah.
We're going up to, you remember that show we did at Southpaw in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That was a good show. That was Ted Leo was on that show,
right?
He's going to be on our show. We're going to be in Somerville this Friday in Massachusetts in Davis Square at the Someday Cafe.
Yeah, and Ted Leo's going to be there. And
you're going to be broadcast?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're going to be sitting right there. People are going to be coming by. We've got Ted Leo. We've got Barney Frank, who's going to sing with Ted Leo, which is really...
Are you serious?
I don't know, no. They're just two guests on the show.
I saw Barney Frank in when I was in D.C. at a... He was eating alone at some restaurant. That's my Barney Frank story, which... That's a good one, huh?
That's true, though. That was compelling, man.
It was a really compelling story.
Do you do a lot of morning radio? We all do.
Yeah. I was thinking today when I did this. I did one in... There was a club in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't know if you ever did that club.
No, I haven't.
And you know the way any time a comedy club opens up, it's always... 5 nights a week, no matter what city it is.
Yeah.
Grand Forks was a 5-night week. But we sat there, and the guy, this is a true story, and I did radio, and there goes, hey, the first 5 callers can get to see Todd Barry at this club. And we sat there, and we didn't even get 5 calls for free tickets. And I was like embarrassed. And I go, oh, the guy's like, oh, it happens all the time. maybe you should scale that number down. I mean, you control that. It's like, you control that. Why don't you go for like 1 tear? Let's see if we get that. We sat. It was just unbelievable. It's like you see like 1. We just sat there. Like, you guys are aware these are free tickets, right? And it is Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Like, what could they be doing?
I know. It's like, I'm not saying I'm great, but what else you doing?
Oh, man.
What else you doing?
Yeah, I just did radio. Actually, I was in Seattle, and I've got a whole new respect for it now because I'm sitting here. You know, I'm hosting my own radio show, and it's really when you go in, sometimes you go in, you just assume, like, you know, I'm here, man, what's going on? And you enter someone else's world.
Right.
You know, it's their little universe. Have you ever been in those situations where you do morning radio, and you're all of a sudden some sort of strange competitive thing with the local bitter morning guy there?
Exactly. Yeah, there's guys who are actual, they're jerks.
Yeah, right? I know.
I did one in Cleveland where the guy was like, he brought up, I had just done the David Letterman show. But... John McEnroe was a guest host.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it's not like doing Letterman, really, then. He goes, McEnroe, well,
it might not be, but it's still better than doing your morning show. It's still bigger than doing your morning show, I think.
I was on a show once, and the guy, like, I brought a joke up. He's like, yeah, we've been doing that all week. What else? You got? It was like some current event thing about something Bush said. He went out of his way to make me feel like an ass.
Yeah, or they'll go. Or they don't do any research on you at all, and they get there and they go, who are you? What do you do? I don't know. Because you've nailed this down before.
Because you've done a little preparation.
Just one little quick Googles. Do a little Google.
But sometimes that's a liability if they look you up. I always get that thing where you prepare some bits, you want to do your jokes, and the guy's like, so Almost Famous, what was that about? How was that? What was it like being in that movie?
Or they want dirt. They want, like, celebrity emails.
Yeah, like you do your 5 minutes on Letterman, and the first thing that you do is you sit down next to him and he goes, guess who I'm having sex with? Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
What's Letterman like? Well, when we're at the diner afterwards. You know, he takes you all out to dinner afterwards. But,
So what about, where are you going next, man? You got big plans? You do a lot of
I got a gig in Hoboken on Friday. I'll be playing, I'm doing a show with Yola Tango.
That's weird, because I'm doing that on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, Saturday, we're going to get competitive now. I'll be at North 6 for the Onion Christmas Party, which I sold out. That means there's no tickets left.
Right? Oh, you mean I can't go? Because my Maxwell's gig sold out, too. I guess those must be the people that couldn't get into the Onion Christmas show.
I guess what Mark and I are saying is we're both doing really well.
Kind of.
And if you think we're funny, you can't see any of our shows.
They're all sold out.
The Onion, now, but of course, now I'm going to take it one step further. Wait, now what's the Onion Christmas Party?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just something. You didn't need $25,000 anyway.
Oh, my God. Is it a live show?
It's a live show.
But, I mean, it's not a party? It's like a...
It's a party with a live show, which is always not a good idea. But, yeah.
Oh,
I think
this
will work because it's the Onion people. Yeah.
But what are they doing? Is it an invitation-only thing?
It's a, what do you call it? A show.
American Crash thing.
Who's going to be on it?
Me, the guy, the guys from Stella.
Oh, you lost me right there.
some band, French Kick, I think. White Hassle, a band, the cool band.
Now I'm just happy I'm going to get to see 11th Dream Day live.
So you're doing the thing on...
I'm dealing with 11th Dream Day and Yola Tango as well.
Yeah,
Did you know 11th Dream Day was still even playing?
I think I did some shows with them where there was a guy who was...
Yeah,
who was...
No, I did. Long story short, no, I did.
Do you remember back in the old days? Now, me and Todd go back at least 40 years. Where back in the days where...
Back when you were one?
Yeah, we had nothing to do, and we just wander around the East Village and, you know, talking about how, you know, when are we eventually going to get to do something.
Oh, no. I still do that.
Yeah. And then occasionally, before we had any success as comics, he'd take me over to Tower Records to show me his band CD.
Oh, yeah, I had a CD.
He had it.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't in Tower, though, was it?
I think it was.
Probably
was,
in,
man.
Like, I remember once I took someone over there. It was on a record store in St. Mark's. It was like a dollar rack.
Yeah.
And then next to it was a 50-cent rack. And I was like, and I was in the 50-cent rack of my old band.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
It's all right. I get 49 out of every 50 cents. I had a great deal.
What was the band called?
I was in a band called The Chant. We were out of Florida. We're out of Florida. If you could still buy that record, then. That'd be great if I got huge and there was a sudden demand for that CD.
Chad.
Like everyone in the band became millionaires.
What's that thing you used to do about the you know, they never give the Emmys to bands that, what was that?
Oh, the if you're trying to get me to launch into my act.
Come on, just do that one.
Oh,
We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's not Marxism. It's Marxism. Mark Maron and Mark Riley every morning on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the Pommeling. Capital One for we. The best world's playing 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and God's grace flow. Chance are born and chums go home. A gift from Capital One you've got. Now double check.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
This January, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24-7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24-7. This January, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For those interested in investing in foreclosed real estate, call for your list of foreclosures at 800-494-0610. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-494-0610 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is a public announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. For those interested in investing in foreclosed real estate, call CRN for your list of foreclosures at 800-494-0610. That's 800-494-0610. Bureau.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. This is Morning Sedition.
Yep.
We're listening to our interview with Todd Barry, and not unlike his situation in North Dakota, we were still waiting for the phones to ring. Have a listen, because our senior producer, Jonathan Clutch Larson, says he's never seen me laugh so hard on the air. Is that true? All right, here's Todd.
Todd really wants to talk to somebody. We'd hate to have a repeat of what happened to him in South Dakota.
No, it was North Dakota.
I'm sorry. If you're in South Dakota, people have been phone.
South Dakota, they have to install extra phone lines.
Yeah, 866-303-2270. We want these phones to ring off the hook for falling off the bone. Todd Barry's new CD.
No, I don't want to talk about the CD. I just love taking calls.
Are you doing Conan today?
No, I did it on Friday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was pretty good, man.
Did you do stand-up or did you do
sit-down? I just sat down, man.
But we were just talking about the swag you get at Conan. You get all kinds of stuff, man.
You get free.
You get a basket full of L'Occitane French skinwear or skin products.
Yeah.
And they got candy in there.
They got candy,
but they give you this list of stuff. They got T-shirts, of course.
People at home were at their jobs love to... You hear about this?
Yeah.
We get a lot of
swag
stuff.
But they got lists. They got a whole list
of
stuff.
Call them.
You just call them. They send you a crate of water, Dentine ice.
They give you a pack of every kind of Altoid.
You got that swag someplace.
Yeah. And I brought the vodka to Dan Passman's son, Lewis and Linda Passman, didn't I? Or did I
haven't
not?
Seen it since.
I did get it. Yeah. I did. You got it, right? Todd, man, what's going on with the love life? You all right?
Oh, I got nothing.
You got nothing going on?
I got nothing, man.
Oh, man.
But I'll take the third caller for
us. Dude, I wish I could help you out here. 866-303-2270. Would somebody please call and talk to Todd Barry? Come on.
If you've never won anything in your life,
Or you can, if you want to see what he looks like first, go to toddberry.com where you can...
Call.
I imagine you can also see some of your bills. Do you do that? Do you post the bills up there?
The receipt museum on my website. It's extremely popular. I post receipts.
I just saw Dan Passman pick up the phone, man.
There's another call for
Todd Barry.
We're on a roll now.
Let's take our sympathy call right now.
But yeah, I don't know if we're going to put any through. It could be just people going, this is stupid.
Really?
No, who knows?
Do you get a lot of crankies?
No.
They email and blog.
Yeah,
really?
We've got enough of the nice people on our blog. You know, Todd Barry has influenced a lot of comics. There's a lot of people doing vague renditions of
Billy Crystal. Is
yeah, if it weren't for Todd Barry, Billy
there,
Crystal.
There would be no Billy Crystal.
Actually, the name of Billy Crystal's new Broadway show was originally The Todd Barry Story, and they changed it. Hold on. Looks like we've got Mike in Staten Island.
Oh, God.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you got going, Mike?
How you doing? All right. Just driving in the rain.
You know, they have a ferry, I think. They have a ferry. We have a little boat. You can...
He's just driving... Did you want to talk to Todd?
He doesn't want to.
Not really.
Somebody wanted. Nobody else did, so I thought.
Wow.
Shaolin, baby.
That's pretty cocky for a guy from Staten Island.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Mike.
Kayla's just from that.
Yeah, he's from Staten Island.
Are you really?
Mike, where are you going?
There goes your microphone.
Where are you going,
where are you
man?
Going, Mike?
Huh? Everybody talked at once. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you headed?
Brooklyn.
Yeah? And what are you going to do over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver 7,000 gallons of candle wax.
Whoa.
Really?
Really?
For what?
Candles.
Mark asked the probing, not obvious questions. What are you going to do with that candle wax? Make candles with it.
You never know.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right.
It's liquefied, though? Now I'm curious. It's liquefied candle wax?
Yep. Heat it up till it melts, put it in the tank, and haul it that way.
Wow. Do you make this on your own? Is this your company, the candle wax company?
No, I just drive the truck.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't the guy with the brains behind the operation.
Well, I mean, that's disputable, but...
Well, yeah, be careful. It's rainy out there. You know
can what? You hook Mark and I up with some candle wax?
I'll buy a few candles.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Mike.
I guess it's better to just have the calls come organically rather than like,
oh, people. Wow. We got plenty of sympathy calling.
Was that a real? Is that a real call?
Yeah,
I think it was. If it wasn't, it was very creative. The candle.
Uh-oh. Staten Island rolling in again.
Oh, I insulted Staten Island.
Tim in Staten Island. How are you, Tim?
Sorry, Tim. I apologize.
How are you? Tim, what's going on?
I'm all right. I just felt bad for Todd.
Oh, this is not a good precedent, I think.
Wow.
There's got to be a more clever way to get calls without saying, I'm not getting any calls. I'm not getting any calls.
Thanks for helping out, Tim.
All right, buddy.
All right, Tim. Wait, we got Bonzo in Milwaukee. How can that be bad?
That's starting off bad.
Bonzo, what's Bonzo. Going on?
I was just wondering, what do I win for calling up to talk to Todd?
You win the conversation and the story you're going to tell. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Are you in your car also?
No, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere.
Bonzo stays home.
Hey, stay on the phone. We'll send you something.
Yeah, do you have Air America beer cozies? Or
sure,
something?
Sure.
Yeah, we got some Air America swag.
Yeah, thanks for calling, bud.
Wow.
What do I win? Isn't just getting through and talking to me, isn't that half the prize?
Yeah.
That's prize enough.
People don't realize that you sell out everywhere you go.
You're a huge act. I am a huge act.
Have you got any European tour dates coming up?
I see what you're trying to do.
I keep trying to lead him into his bits. He won't
do it, man.
Oh, here we go. Mariah. How are you, Mariah?
Yes.
What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I met both of you guys at the Luna Lounge about 10 years ago.
And we were mean to you, right? Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, it was great. It was great. But I have to tell you that Todd asked me out on a date.
Yeah, really?
Whoa. You turned him down, did you?
I was 18.
No.
Oh, I remember 18. Oh, sorry.
But that was 10 years ago. Keep in mind, 10
years. That was 10 years ago. I'm a little older now, Todd.
I bet you're 28 now.
I am 28 now.
Thank God I got that calculator watch on today.
Go ahead.
I remember you, Mariah.
You do?
I do, actually.
You do?
Yes, I think I do. I wish I could remember something about
it. Oh, that's crazy. Well, I'll take you up on that date now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Mariah,
you're not calling number three. Sorry.
Should I say you have your chance?
Oh, crap.
Well, you're short and you have brown hair, right? With long brown hair?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't remember you. I'm playing it cool. I don't remember you.
All right, stay on the phone. We'll get your number, and you can go out with Todd.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Assuming, of course, you get off the FDR Drive, which is where she is now.
You know what's weird about Todd, just because I know,
I feel an insult coming.
It's not an insult. Is that there's literally, you know 500 or 600 women with that exact same story in the city.
Not eight. I'm glad she said it was great meeting us.
That was very nice. Right? But not only that, she said that she's willing to go out with you now.
After mulling it over for 10 years.
It took her a while to decide.
I don't believe that she was 18. at the time.
I do. How did she get in though? But I remember there was a lot of those. There was a lot of people that that used to hang out at Luna that were young.
She's probably one of those 18-year-olds that seems.
Now Rob's probably going to get shut down because of this conversation.
There's a $5 million FCC fine. Did you say 18 and ask out? No.
That was very funny. My favorite comedian, Todd Barry. We got Walmart coming up next, and me and Mark.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Robbins. It's time to wake up with Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
We're fighting for our lives here.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Imagine how good it would feel to finally get out of debt.
When I made my last payment, I couldn't stop smiling. My wife thought I was nuts.
If you owe money because of credit card debt, InCharge can help. Never have to worry about late fees, penalties, or that next monthly payment ever again.
I'm not worried about money all the time now, or my blood pressure. I feel back in control of things. I can do a better job taking care of my family. This is a company that gets results.
Our specialty is helping you to get out of debt and stay out. We'll develop a long-term plan to keep you in control of your finances.
InCharge has changed my life.
For your free guide to escaping debt, call InCharge today at 1-800-700-6511. If you're serious about getting out of debt, take advantage of this incredible service. For your free guide, call 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
Do you know the 12 financial traps that keep most people from becoming wealthy? Well, now you can learn with Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system that you can try risk-free today. Learn the financial traps that keep most people from becoming wealthy and how you can avoid them and even turn them to your advantage. Discover how to build wealth no matter what your salary is. For your risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system called Get the Edge, dial 1-800-500-8121. Tony Robbins has impacted the lives of millions of people around the world and help them live their dreams. Now he wants to share with you the secrets to being wealthy right now. Find out how you can start building your wealth today on your current salary. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' Get the Edge at 1-800-500-8121. Learn the 12 financial traps to avoid and the secrets to being wealthy right now. For your risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system, call 1-800-500-8121. That's 1-800-500-8121.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Ring of Fire.
What happens at those Christian faith-based schools that operate in many states with absolutely no government scrutiny? It's not a pretty picture, and we're going to be talking about that this week on Ring of Fire with me, Mike Papantonio, and Bobby Kennedy. We'll also look at the civil liberties that we have to fight for under George Bush.
We'll also prove that Al Franken isn't the only one who can Brock you. We'll be here with David Brock, author of The Republican Noise Machine.
Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yes, it is.
It's 34 past the hour. And now, you know what? I have not, I've only been to Walmart once. I was on the road. I stopped by a Walmart. It was the size of a town.
Yes.
You walk in, they had, you could buy produce or tires or maybe,
lawnmowers,
a swimming pool,
tractors.
Lawnmowers. I found it overwhelming and sort of disturbing. So I do enjoy going to Target.
I've only been to Walmarts once, just like you, Mark. So I guess between the two of us, we really aren't their best customers. But, you know, people are attracted to Walmart for different reasons. Obviously, the prices are the one big lure. People will flock to the place because they can find stuff cheaper than they can find in most other places. But that, of course, is counterbalanced by the lengths to which the company goes to keep those prices cheap.
One person that knows the real deal about Walmart, and we spoke to him a little while ago, Hendrick Smith, is a producer for the PBS program Frontline, and he produced a great documentary for Frontline. It's called Is Walmart Good for America? I thought it was fascinating, and I love talking to this guy. And when PBS decides to rerun it, you should really check it out. But for now, why don't we hear what Hendrick Smith had to say.
Mark and Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I really enjoyed the documentary. And I tell you, you got to travel a bit. You went to Arkansas, Ohio, and China.
Yeah, we went. You know, I don't know what your tribe is, but we were in all the tribal spots, that's for sure.
So now, like, I was so engaged with this documentary. And Walmart, I think, clearly in my mind, is bad for America. And Walmart seems to encourage manufacturers to move all their business overseas, which is a big issue right now, certainly for the American workforce. How do they do that?
Well, you know, one of the amazing things to me, at least in working on this thing over the last 6 months, was to discover how much power retailers have.
Mm-hmm.
At least I used to think of General Motors, General Electric, the big manufacturing companies, whatever, Black and Decker, Rubbermaid, you name it, whoever was making things, they kind of ran the show. They decided what products they would make. They designed them. They produced them. They put them out there for retailers to sell them, and basically they called a tune. What's happened over the last 15 years is that thing has all been turned around by these big box retailers, especially Walmart, but also Target, Home Depot, Toys R Us, and some of the others as well, Kmart, Sears. And what they've done, particularly Walmart, is mastered information technology. They take that little thing, the barcode, they study it, they put computers to work on it, and they figure out exactly what we're all buying. You know, in Chicago, do people like crunchy peanut butter or smooth? What kind of jeans sell in Minnesota as compared to what kind of jeans sell in Arizona or Texas or Hartford, Connecticut?
Sure.
All the way down the line. They figure out what the price points are and so forth. They amass all this information, and then they have turned the tables on the manufacturers. They're saying to Black & Decker, we want a $99 lawnmower. Maybe most of your lawnmowers cost $159, $249, $369, whatever it is. We want to bring everybody into the store with a $99 lawnmower
and
or a $38 kid's bike. And they put the heat on Huffy Bicycles or Black & Decker to produce it. And if they can't do it in America, they basically say to them, hey, you got to move to China because we can get it done there because labor only costs 25 cents, 50 cents an hour.
So they shut down the manufacturer in the States if they can't accommodate the needs of their retail outlet because they are, you know, slowly becoming the only retail outlet almost.
Yeah, well, it's overdoing it to say they shut them down. They basically say, if you want to be on our shelves, you got to produce it at this cost. And we know you can't do it unless you do it in Bangladesh or Cambodia or China, and mostly it's China. Today.
But okay, so they're sort of kind of not so subtly coercing American manufacturers to put manufacture overseas, but they have put a couple of manufacturers out of business. Yes.
Yeah. There's no question they've done that. They've either put them out of business or they've made a move over. I mean, Rubbermaid is a good example. They got under the gun. They got in a fight with Walmart back in the mid '90s. Walmart took a lot of their stuff off the shelves. They kept some stuff, but they really hurt Rubbermaid. Rubbermaid went into a tailspin, got into other trouble, sold out to a rival. We went to China. We found a new Rubbermaid plant in China making stuff there. I mean, you can repeat that again and again all over the place. And we've talked to people. They don't want to go on the record with us, most of them, but we talk to people. I mentioned Huffy Bicycles. I've talked to those folks. I've talked to Rubbermaid. We talk to people who make lawnmowers. We talk to furniture, textile people, apparel people. It's all across the board. Remember, Walmart has about 120,000 items in a supercenter. I mean, yeah. That's massive. That's all across the landscape. And, you know, for some companies, Clark's, Procter & Gamble, companies like that, 20-30% of their output goes to Walmart. They don't want to get crosswise with Walmart. You know, if they do, they're in deep trouble.
So right.
Walmart's got a lot of leverage.
Hedrick Smith, one of the things that I find interesting about the whole big box phenomenon is the connection with China and the fact that, for example, last year, this company Apex, which I read an article about, dumped a whole bunch of real inexpensive VCRs on the market. I think it was like $30 a pop or something. Sold an incredible amount of them.
Yeah.
When it comes to a place like Walmart, do you find at all that consumers care about where the product comes from, or are they just worried about the price point?
Well, I think what's happened is that the big box retailers have discovered that the great bulk of American consumers, obviously nothing applies across the board, but the great bulk of American consumers don't care where it's made. The old idea that you only want to buy stuff that's made in America, that's long since gone. That went in the 70s and the 80s when we began to get Japanese and Korean stuff and stuff from Hong Kong and Taiwan, and that's gone. If you turn over most items in these big box retailers, whether it's Target or Walmart or Costco or one of the others, an awful lot of items, if not most of the items, are made in China. People don't care. They really do want price. That's what they found.
The thing I found interesting was the ex-Walmart employee, the manager that you spoke to, who said that it functions the same way as a bait and switch, is that you've got the really cheap item, say a microwave oven, and they get you looking at that, and maybe in the back of your head, say, you're thinking like, wow, this is really cheap, but it's a little too cheap, and I don't want this model. So you go buy another microwave, and usually a lot of the other stuff is priced comparatively. It's not priced any cheaper than any other place.
Yeah. Well, Walmart does do about a quarter of its business. The people who see that low-priced item, they go for it. But about three-quarters of the people don't. Just as you say, they go elsewhere. I mean, you got to admit, Walmart is enormously efficient. It's been enormously effective. It has led the way in terms of organizing supply. I mean, when you think of bringing $15, $20, $30 billion worth of goods from China,
yeah.
You got to be very, very good at knowing what to order, when to order it, how to run the supply.
Yeah.
I mean, they're superb. They're an enormously efficient business.
What I want to know, Hedrick Smith, is that there are supposed to be laws that protect these trade agreements, and that because of it's not that there's so many people that in China that they can make these things for so much cheaper. There's really no way that American manufacturers compete. So there seems to be an imbalance there, and it seems to me that more manufacturing jobs will leave the United States because of this and because of Walmart's sort of incentive. And that I don't see how that can be good for the economy on just a jobs level.
Well, you've got lots of American manufacturers, whether you're talking about textile manufacturers in South Carolina, furniture manufacturers in North Carolina, general industry, as you were pointing out, in Ohio, and Ohio's been terribly hard hit, 230,000 manufacturing jobs lost just in the last 3 years. You've got lots of those people saying there is not a level playing field in trade with China, that China has not lived up to its agreement. Some of them, there's one case we follow where somebody filed a dumping case against the Chinese TV manufacturers, said they were dumping it below cost, and in fact, additional tariff duties were imposed. But many people say that administration has not been pushing hard enough to make sure that the Chinese live up to the agreement. There are a lot of people who argue that the Chinese currency is way undervalued and makes their goods cheap. makes it a great deal for companies like Walmart, who are selling to the American public, makes it a good deal for American consumers, but they say it's unfair to American producers, and if Chinese prices were 25 or 40% higher, if their currency were revalued, it would make it a lot more competitive for American industry. So there are policy issues here. There are also issues about whether or not, you know, companies like Walmart and Target and some of the others could actually continue buying and working with American producers instead of putting so much pressure on them to move overseas. So this is not a situation in which we're just sort of being driven blindly by the market. There are people making actual decisions or failing to make decisions which are affecting whether or not we're hanging on to jobs. And that's a pretty big issue for an awful lot of people across the country.
These globalizing sort of free market, you know, rationalizers say that, you know, this is about, you know, global economics will eventually find its level and balance out. But the bottom line is that there are a lot of people out of work in this country. There are a lot of people that have been put out of work in manufacturing jobs, specifically because of the reason that we're talking about. And those people in the documentary, we interviewed a guy that was sort of, you know, within a couple of steps, put out of work of his manufacturing job because of a Walmart situation. And he might not have any other option but to shop at Walmart. Now, what I want to know is, even though it's cheaper, isn't it on some level, you know, hurting the U.S. Economy in terms of how many people are put out of work from this?
Sure, it is, and the problem here is, and you also get the answer. Look, we've had this before. We had the Japanese, their cars. We had the Koreans and Taiwan and television sets and computers and printers and all that kind of stuff, and we've lived through this.
Okay.
What's different today, I think, and what I learned, is China. China is so big. It is 1.2 billion people. It is a potential workforce of 900 million. And what that means is, in one province, we went to one province in South China, and you got to see it to believe it, and I hope people will get a kick out of this part of our program tonight. You got to see it. There are 40 million migrant workers living in this province. There are 80 million people who live there ordinarily. There are 120 million people living in an area the size of Missouri.
Migrant from within China. Right.
40 million of them, young people, and they live on the farm, and living is so bad on the farm that for them a 25 or 30 cent an hour job is a step up. Now, if you've got hundreds of millions of people like that, it's going to take decades before you'll ever bring their standard of living up without causing our standard of living to drop enormously. I mean, if water levels out, if wages level out worldwide, we got a long way down to go to get to the Chinese level, and they've got an awful lot of people. China is different, and it is also going high tech. I mean, China is not content to make toys and socks and T-shirts and underwear and plastic kitchen utensils. I mean, when we went through the port of Long Beach and we were looking at how the trade went, I was traveling around on a boat with the communications director of the port. They got 65, 70 of these enormously complicated cranes unloading containers from ocean-going ships. Those used to be made in Denmark and Germany. Guess where they come from? They're now made in Shanghai. And these are really big toys. They cost $6.5-7 million a piece. Lasers are coming from China now.
Three
years ago, there was no laptop production in China at all. Today, 75% of the world's laptops are made in China.
So what are we going to do?
3 years.
What are we going to do, Hendrik? How are we going to? I mean, does policy have to be enacted in order to get the American manufacturing base back up again? I mean, how does this resolve itself?
Yeah, first of all, we got to wake up to what's going on, and basically we're asleep. Okay, the first thing, you can't do anything in this country until people are awake. Everybody thinks the problem in Circleville, Ohio, or Kannapolis, North Carolina, or someplace else is simply the problem of that plant, that community, that something. It is too bad for them, but it hasn't hit me yet, so I'm not going to worry. So the first thing we have to do is wake up to the fact that by some estimates, we've lost several hundred thousand to a million jobs to China just in the last decade, okay?
Yeah.
The second thing is then we got to think about policy. Number one, you know, the Chinese currency. Number two, are they playing fair? Number three, what are we doing, you know, for the people in American industry? There are other governments that help industry modernize, bring in new equipment, get more internationally competitive. You know, there are a lot of things that can be done. But the first thing you got to do is recognize there's a big new problem there. And that, and when we're talking about, is Walmart good for America? We're talking about, is Walmart strategy good for America?
Well,
is this the smart way for the American economy to go? We're not interested in picking on Walmart as a company. We're interested in looking at what kind of economic strategy do we have for the future, and what's it going to mean for middle-class America?
That was Hedrick Smith, producer of the Frontline documentary, Is Walmart Good for America? That's pretty interesting. Yeah. Whenever we talk about Walmart, we always get a lot of very strong reactions, and this time was no exception. We'll bring that to you when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley, Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
We've got a development in our puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Hey, it's me, the cable guy. Let's talk TV. Better yet, let's talk about a free installation to DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable, with access to more than 250 channels. Great channels like USA, Sci-Fi, and BET. DTV has got it all. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and turn it on for free. Order now and you'll get three multi-channel premiums free for the first month. Choose from HBO, Cinemax, Encore, Starz, Showtime, and the Movie Channel. With multi-channel premiums, you get more choices because you get more channels. And with DTV's on-demand services, you can watch premium channel programming anytime you want with the power to pause, fast forward, and rewind. You can't do that with satellite, only cable. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and installation of DTV is free. Now that's a deal. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 12/31/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. That's what keeps telling me. I'm an optimist. And, you know, I agree. He is an optimist. Who else but an optimist can run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more.
Available now at bookstores worth visiting.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. It's Mark Riley.
Yo.
We've been talking Walmart and whether or not it's good for America. Let's hear what some of you had to say about it.
Who do we got? Silk in Brooklyn. How are you?
Hi, Silk.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right.
The Marxists. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys completely hinge me to reality, so that's why I'm listening to you.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Thank you.
You know, listening to this the author speak this morning really is very frightening. I really think that so much of why the these big red states have turned to religion is not for a lot of reasons, but I really see that they have lost so much. They've been so disenfranchised, losing jobs, jobs going overseas. I mean, what else do you have to hinge yourself on? I mean, I have you guys to hinge myself on.
So you're saying that basically they have Jesus in Walmart?
Well, Walmart is, I mean, I don't know if you ever read Nickel and Dime, but mm-hmm. that place is a monster to work for.
Yeah, no health benefits, very low health benefits.
Really bad. But I mean,
did you know they lock their night managers in because they're afraid they're going to steal stuff?
I thought they made them stop that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they did.
Right, exactly. We don't know what's going on over there. They're sort of a Satan in disguise. But, I really think that sort of these middle states, these middle American states, they cling to, the moral values and sort of very deep religious ideas because what else do you have at the end of the day?
Well, because especially when the policies that put you in that economically compromised position are the same ones of the administration that's in office, and somehow they've pulled the trick. But let's not forget, Silk, and I certainly appreciate your call, that within most of those red states, you know, a very high percentage of people voted against this president, and also, you know, most of the values, the wedge issues, were not as important as has been represented in the press, that most people believe that, you know, people have a right to choice. Most people believe that that gay people should have civil unions or marriages or what have you. But, you know, these things are sort of mythic. But, you know, what you are saying is true. There certainly is an element of poverty that seems almost untreatable to these people, to the point where they have become sort of relying on religion in an overly heavy way.
And remember this, too. Walmart has been...
What was that? I was just, like, dribbling words out of my mouth.
Walmart's been casting its eye, its profit-seeking eye, right here to New York, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But
they want to open a Walmart somewhere in the five boroughs.
Yeah, well, watch. They're just going to take over an entire two-block radius and do it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Kmart opened here, people were pretty worked up. But, I mean, what you were saying is right, but it is an interesting dichotomy there between, you know, Christian fanaticism and Walmartism.
Yeah.
Anyways, Donna in California, quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I've just been studying management, and I'm coming to the conclusion that it's not only cheap labor in China that's going to be the demise of American manufacturing, but it's the greed of CEOs. I mean, they now make, instead of like 30% more than the people that work under them in Europe, 450 times more than them.
I know.
So I think we ought to outsource them.
Yeah.
There's some people in China who'll be a CEO for $10 an hour, and let's take them up on it.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for your call. I mean, that's the interesting thing is, what are these guys thinking? You know, what are these CEOs and these companies thinking?
They're thinking ka-ching. That's what they're thinking.
At the cost of what, though? I mean,
at any cost.
Well, that's a sad singular hope that we have, is that, you know, these type of people, this greedy administration and the people that they accommodate in terms of the financial realm, will run this country into the wall completely. And then, you know, the people that she was talking about, that Silk was talking about, will have no choice but to wake up to the truth and make some different choices for this country.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm exhausted. There's the liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Thank you for your call. Sorry we didn't get to all of you. We'll call you again tomorrow. Or you can call us, actually. I can't get to everybody. Here, write these down. Welcome Colin Powell back to the light. Give him a group hug and offer to cleanse his chakra. Or all of them. There are several chakras. 2, head to Vegas for a frenzy of gambling, sex, and booze before they take it away. 3, have Catcher in the Rye printed on flame-retardant paper to preserve it from right-wing book burners, then refuse to read it because it has no black or Latino characters. 4, figure out how to fault Bush for appointing a black woman to one of the most important positions in his cabinet. Damn it. 5, phrase of the day, just drop it in the conversation. Quote, the election isn't over, you know, man. We're still going to make every vote count in Ohio, buddy. That's right, man. Stick around. We're just getting started. We've got our interview with the legendary Darlene Love coming up, plus all-new holiday food talk with our resident food guy, Alan Richmond. And up next, another dose of Morning Sedition's best comedy segments, back to back. It's 2 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com alerts. I get the local forecast for anywhere, anytime, emailed to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
Free? How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan wants an unprecedented global response to Sunday's earthquake and tsunami that's killed at least 120,000 people in South Asia. Annan says he's satisfied with the $500 million government's agencies have pledged thus far, but it'll take billions to help nations recover. Annan will meet with U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell today to discuss coordinating relief efforts. Annan says the task is too large for one nation or group to undertake by itself. Relief officials now estimate 5 million people lack clean water, shelter, food, sanitation, and medicine. Indonesian officials now say they expect the toll in their country alone to top 100,000. U.S. relief efforts have delivering medical staff to Sri Lanka and body bags to Thailand. A Thai air base is the hub for U.S. military-led relief effort that will stretch along the Indian Ocean. A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier battle group is making its way to Indonesia's hard-hit Sumatra. Officials say the vessels are expected to reach there Saturday and possibly meet up with naval ships from Singapore and Australia. The parking lot outside of Buenos Aires nightclub now being used as a temporary morgue. Argentine rescue crews now trying to handle the hundreds who were killed or injured in a fire at that club. Police say at least 174 people were killed and 410 injured, smoke inhalation being cited as a cause of death. Eli Lilly, the maker of the antidepressant Prozac, knew in advance the drug had troubling side effects. Correspondent Rosalind Tunnicliffe says Lilly is in court over the alleged links between Prozac and violence.
The journal said the documents had formed part of a lawsuit in 1994 against drug company Eli Lilly on behalf of victims of a workplace shooting in Kentucky. The gunman, who killed 8 people and himself 5 years earlier, had been prescribed Prozac a month before the shootings. Eli Lilly won the case, but later admitted it had settled with the plaintiffs during the trial.
A British medical journal says it has given U.S. regulators documents showing the makers of Prozac knew in the 1980s that the antidepressant had potentially troubling side effects. The drug has since been linked to heightened suicidal behavior in children. We have a new definition of torture. The Justice Department is backing away from its own assertions prior to the Iraqi prison abuse scandal that torture had to involve excruciating and agonizing pain. The latest memo states flatly that torture violates U.S. and international law. The document omits two of the most controversial assertions that President Bush, as commander-in-chief in wartime, had authority superseding U.S. anti-torture laws, and the U.S. personnel had several legal defenses against criminal liability. Congressional critics and legal experts say the original document set up a legal framework leading to abuses at Arab Grave and prison in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Repeating the top story, Sunday's earthquake and tsunami has taken more than 120,000 lives. Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
Ugh, I'm so tired. I'm never going to make it through this meeting.
All right, only 50 more miles. Maybe I can stay awake if I put my head out the window.
Need to zap yourself awake? Hi, I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a hypnotist. Now, usually I'm putting people to sleep, but now I'm going to wake you up. My newest hypnosis CD will power nap you in only 5 minutes. Using a powerful discovery of hypnosis and binaural beats, the body and brain will feel like it's had a long sleep, and you will emerge after only 5 minutes feeling awake, refreshed, and clear-headed. Need an energy rush? This works. Truckers, take 5 minutes to sleep deep and be wide awake. Students, executives, athletes, put yourself in top form in 5 minutes. I love this hypnosis CD. You will too. I'm Wendy Friesen. Call me. Remember the phone number, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY, or on the web at mypowernap.com. That's mypowernap.com. When you call, ask about our 5-minute confidence blast, creativity blast, and a 5-minute mental giant. Wake up now, 877-68-HAPPY.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Randy Rose.
If you can't tolerate a Christmas tree or a Manova or a crescent moon on the top of a steeple, there's something wrong with you. Something that goes right to your level of tolerance, what you will and won't tolerate. And you need to figure that out, because that's wrong too. And liberals know it, and they live it, and they practice it, and they defend it, and they celebrate it, and they go to court when people are prohibited from expressing.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes on vacation for the holidays. I hope you're having a good holiday season. Here we go. We did this the other day, and it was a lot of fun, so we're doing it again. We're going to play a compilation of some of our best comedy from Morning Sedition. You okay with that, Riley?
Yeah, I'm down.
It's all here. Rapture Watch, Planet Bush, The Dream Diary, maybe even some old favorites. But we're going to start off with our good friend Mort Milfington and his dispatch from the War on Brains on November 3rd. That's right, the day after the election.
Every Wednesday, we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the 3-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. Here now is war correspondent Mort Milfington with today's dispatch from
the war on brains.
Dateline! Man, what the hell happened? America, you are an ass! And that's today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Mort, but... Mort, that's it? You can't just leave like that. Ohio's still in play. There's still a chance here, buddy.
Okay, here's some words of hope. In anticipation of the possible Bush victory, I've begun moonlighting with a more secure job. I'm now the new spokesperson for Amalgamated Bank. Amalgamated Bank. Our fees and penalties are slightly lower than the other banks.
Amalgamated Bank.
And that's today's dispatch from the war.
Wait a minute. That's all you got? I think the people out there deserve to hear more from you besides the fact that you covered your own ass.
All right. You want some hope? Here's some real words of hope. Maybe we can get some European countries to invade us. Like Holland. Polls there were 70% in favor of Kerry, 14% for Nader, and 15% for the Black Death. That's right. The Dutch would rather live through a version of the bubonic plague from the 15th century than deal with George Bush. They ride bikes. They actually prosecute war criminals. And they got real health care and a living wage, even for the prostitutes. I'm telling you, Mark, I met this one Czech girl. She couldn't have been more than 19 years old, swear to God.
So, wait, so you're telling us that we should encourage foreign countries to invade America? Is that what you're...
Not foreign countries, Mark. A coalition of the willing, specifically Holland. Remember this. The majority of Americans are born again and clinically obese, which means the rest of us are in constant fear of being lectured and then eaten. After 4 years of this crap, the prospect of another Bush term leaves intelligent people with little choice but to burn down their houses for insurance and fake their own deaths. Swear to God, Mark, 19 years old.
So is that it? Is that it, Mort? I mean...
Well, there's one more thing.
What's that?
Amalgamated Bank.
And that's today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
China executed four people, including employees of two of its big four state-owned banks, for fraud totaling $15 million. Four people, $15 million. They executed him. Corporate criminals, $15 million. What, are you kidding me? This is genius. We should do this here. Then it would level the playing field. Then we'd really have a democracy. You know what I mean? Put these guys on TV. Hey, Ken Lay, see you later. Andrew Fastow, how about a little of that? Yeah. Jeffrey Skilling, how about... Oh, wow, he's still... Okay. Martha Stewart. No. Okay. How about... Oh, yeah. How about a little of that? There you go. Sam Waxel. Are we... Yeah. Bernie Ebers. Oh, yeah. How about John Timothy and Michael Regas of Adelphia? Wait. Don't run. All right. Dennis Kozlowski. Tycho. And one for good luck. Yeah. John Legere from Global Crossing. Oh, see, how about a little of that? That'd be good television. Let's take these bastards down. $15 million the Chinese killed their guys for. Corporate criminals. You know what? If they did that here, the corporate offices would be empty across the. They'd all be empty. People would be walking and going, where's everybody? Where is everybody? They went to Canada, dude. You better get out. You better run. No. Oh, there you go.
Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in this alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush, as usual, is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Well, good morning, Mark. God's going to stick a fuse in your navel and blast a sin right out of your blowhole,
okay,
buddy. It's a good day.
All right.
Hello.
Well, okay. Today we're going to talk about the opening of Bill Clinton's presidential library.
Who?
Bill Clinton, president in the 90s. Two terms, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you know, I don't know him that. I don't remember him that.
Okay,
well.
All right.
I had other priorities. Small fella, right?
Oh,
black.
Come on.
He looked like Montel.
Come on. Well, he was president of the United States. Bill Clinton was one of the most effective leaders of our lifetime.
Oh, Okay, sure. I remember him now. He was the one that was controlled by his wife and who was a hermaphrodite.
Wait.
She had quite a large penis, as I remember.
No.
And she killed people.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton. No, Hillary Clinton is not a hermaphrodite, and she did not kill.
Yes.
No, she did not kill anyone. And I know you remember Bill Clinton because he led this nation through 8 years of peace and prosperity.
Oh, well, Mark, if you're thinking of Ronald Reagan, whose bounty spills over us all to this day, I'm with you. Now, if this Chapman...
No, Clinton.
Whatever. That, you know, if this character had any success at all, it was because of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, come on.
Who wrote the Constitution
and
who personally chose George W. Bush to be president after talking to God. It's in every book.
No, what are you, crazy?
Born in America, Star Wars,
Listen to me. Listen to me. You attacked Clinton viciously for 8 years, and now you don't remember him? You just can't stand the fact that a Democrat was so successful, can you? And especially because W is such a complete failure compared to Clinton. Admit it.
Born in America, right?
Admit it.
Star Wars.
Admit it.
Admit it.
Just admit it, Walton. You loved Clinton. You loved him.
I miss Mama. Mad biscuit face.
Yes.
I worship him.
There you go.
Nobody better than Mama. He's gone. And now we've got a moron.
Exactly.
He's a moron.
Yeah. And now that you think of it, you sound kind of like Clinton.
Hey, buddy. No, we had a surplus.
Let it out. If it helps.
We had peace and
a surplus.
And Elvis and everything.
Yeah, that's it. Good for you. Good for you and your breakthrough. That's good. Yeah, feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you know, who wouldn't miss Ronald Reagan?
Wait a minute.
He gave us the sun and the stars.
Wait a minute. We just had a moment.
You had a moment, my friend. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, great. Thank you, Wadden, as always, for...
We'll talk again. I'm going to straighten you out. God loves you.
All right.
Deal with it.
Here we go. All right.
We'll wrap this up when we come back. Is that all right, Riley?
I'm down.
You're listening to Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
'Twas the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up 3 TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
This January, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. This January, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
My name is Andrea. I started off with Walmart as a cashier. I was promoted into an assistant manager position, and then I went into loss prevention. And now I'm a co-manager. Walmart is a great career. The benefits that this company gives you help secure your future, and you can do whatever you want to do with Walmart. I'd like to run a store. I'd like to continue learning more. With Walmart, you can do so much. The sky's the limit. It really is. It's really up to you.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so I don't startle him. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
He's got me arm in the mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ow!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Welcome back. That's Mark Riley.
Yes, it is.
Just checking. See, I switch it around sometimes.
Yes, yeah, sneaky.
Right. I'm Mark Maron. We've got some more stuff from the Morning Sedition Comedy Warehouse coming up. But first, here on Morning Sedition, we won't let you be caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present this week's Rapture Watch with Cardinal Milfington of the recently disgraced Diocese of Shady Shores, Texas. Your Grace.
Listen closely, all ye hedonistic idolators. Give me a heads up, ye idolatoring hedonistics. Pay attention, all ye patrons of the Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge in Stockton, California. Especially that last guy who stayed in room 211. Stop draining your microwaved bacon in the bed sheets. Last Hebdomino, I told you how a multitude of votes were raptured to heaven before they were even counted. The week before that, I told you how a Pennsylvania judge ruled it was okay for a young couple to live in sin with an elderly squirrel.
Oh, no.
And the week before that, I told you to come home, Peanut. Why did you run from me? I gave you my love. You're nothing but a cheap harlot. See if I ever stand on my porch again with a bag of filberts making this sound. But it's too late to dwell on what might have been, for it has come to pass that Attorney General John Ashcroft has resigned. That's right, America's safe now, and John Ashcroft is busy packing his bags to sit at the throne of God.
Oh,
his mission is done, humanity. And you know what? So are you, unless you're a Christian, for it was prophesied in Revelation, one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Quote, let the eagle soar, like she's never soared before, from rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar. Unquote. Man, I've read a lot of Revelations in my day, but that has got to be the best. Doesn't it just conjure up images of an afterlife cleansed of drinking, dancing, and premarital sex? Yeah, that's good rapture. And as for you, Peanut, Keep on fornicating, and we'll keep the light on for you. In hell!
We have John Ashcroft's bomb pilot for today. 5:30 a.m., wake up, check for erection. If present, smite it. 6:30 a.m., breakfast, check cereal bowl for masturbators. 8 a.m., prayer meeting. Note, as female employees kneel, avert mine eyes. 9 a.m., vocal lesson. Note, let's get a little edgy today. Pull out Anne Murray's songbook. 9:30 a.m., go to office, begin cleaning out desk. Contents, Bible, two paper clips, anointing oil, Wonder Bread. 12 noon, wait for rapture. 4 p.m., check draped statues for possible nipple transgressions. 8 p.m., marital relations. 8:30 p.m., shame, flagellation, redemption, bedtime. Big day for the former, you know, whatever he is.
Non-dancing attorney general.
Exactly. Wow. My name's Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark!
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober, as always. And it has been a while. I'm offering my counsel to my sponsor, George W. All right, so you're feeling pretty powerful, right? Huh? Top of the world. Can't make a mistake. Look at me, Daddy. I've got a mandate. Well, I looked on a map, and mandate is right down the road from Booze Town. You dig? Success can be just as scary as failure, George W. All those people validating their psychotic behavior. You know, now you think you can handle it, right? If you drink. Sure, I can handle it. You know, have some blow. Why not? I can handle it. I can just do two lines. I can just do one shot. You got a mandate now, so who's going to tell big, powerful George W. no? Well, you may have a mandate, but you need to make a date with the man in the mirror. He's still lying. He's still covering up. You may not be running for office anymore, but you're still running, my friend. Here's a speech America's waiting to hear. My name is George W., and I'm an alcoholic. All right? Then you'll get some real validation. Get to a meeting, buddy. One without balloons and confetti. How would that be? You think you could do that? Huh? So remember, anger's just a letter away from danger. It works if you work it, so work it, you're worth it. Keep the plug in the jug. And most importantly, God doesn't wake up and think he's you. All right? Here's my dream from last night. I'm in a dark club with the red lights flashing and the hip-hop is thumping. I walk in, and in the corner is this Mac Daddy. He's got on a white satin suit, gold chains, a white hat, tinted shades, and sipping a glass of Cristal. He's surrounded by three 18-year-old hotties in tube tops who are rubbing blow on their gums and laughing too much. He turns around. It's John Ashcroft. He says, hey, Mark Maron is in the hizzo. Sit your ass down, player. Cristal? I say, John, wow, man. What happened? First you resigned as attorney general, now this? Ashcroft says, my whole life it was don't do this, don't do that. Well, you know what? Now it's all about me, baby. After 60 years, John's going to get his freak on. He gives a blonde girl a spank and licks his lips and says, I just like to watch you wiggle. They never did that back in Missouri. I say, dude, what about the singing? You used to like to sing. He says, I'm getting into producing, a little of this, a little of that. The ladies take up a lot of my free time. I used to sing, let the eagle soar. Now my eagle is sore, if you know what I mean. And then, he laughed, leaned over, and snorted a line of coke off the redhead thong. I say, hey, John, you know, I'm happy you're lightening up a bit, but this is off the deep end, man. I mean, don't you feel any responsibility to your country anymore? He took off his tinted shades and looked me right in the eye. Mark, this isn't a country anymore. It's a bunch of greedy, horny morons grabbing whatever they can. I figure Bush is going to run this place into the ground in a year or so I'd better get my pretzel twisted while I still can. He put his shades back on, snapped his fingers, and the girls rushed to his side. As they reached the exit, Ashcroft reached into his waistband, pulled out a Tech 9, and squeezed off 20 shots into the ceiling. Yeah. When the screaming from the club kids died down, you could hear Ashcroft laughing maniacally and yelling, no rules, mother Ebert! No rules! I woke up and my bed was filled with ostrich feathers. Here now is war correspondent Mort Milfington with today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Thank you, Walter. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Population, 52.9% female. Look out, gals. The odds are in my favor. October 6th. The Bush War on Brains continues, and the news is bad. Exhibit A, George W. Bush's No Child Left Behind Act. A massive, inexorable force that seems to crush everything in its way. Or for those of you with a great society education, A juggernaut. Unreliable test scores. Flawed diagnostic criteria. And shaky data are the ingredients of George W. Bush's educational scheme. His Xanadu. And too numerous to count are the concerns raised by the Congressional Government Accountability Office, or CGOO, against this, the centerpiece of the Bush domestic agenda. But you already knew that, or did you? Unless you're one of them, one of the newly educated, one of the children not left behind. Now, this may be a little demanding, and I don't want to lose you, so listen up, pinheads. You can't use faulty data to decide the fate of schools. I think I could best drive this point home in a song, Mark. Have you ever seen a dream walking?
Not really, Mort.
Well, I have. Have you ever seen a dream talking?
No, Mort, I haven't.
Well, I have. Have you ever had a dream? Whisper, it's true. Honey, I love you, I do.
Mort, what is this? What?
Well, the dream was a-walking, and the dream is a-talking, and the heaven in my arms is you.
Mort, I'm married, and you're not gay.
Exactly, Mark. But according to your demographics, half of your echo-boomer, baggy-pants, backwards baseball cap-wearing moron fans lost their concentration shortly after I said Dateline. That's the true legacy of No Child Left Behind. I should have stayed in the SLA, man. I got more things done, and the chicks were wild. So until next time, Freedom Fighters, this is Donald DeFree saying that's today's dispatch from the War on Range.
Thanks.
Mort.
Thanks, Mort. See you later, man. It was great.
Thank you. I'm going to go into my garage for a half hour and wait for my duck to die.
So coming up next, Riley.
We got Alan Richmond, the food critic, who can't stand me because I can't stand most food.
I don't know if he does. He can't stand. He just doesn't understand how you cannot like foods. After the break, Darlene Love. It's 28 past the hour. This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. That's the number 6freekit.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6freekit.com today.
Want a job that offers excellent pay, security, automatic pay increases, paid sick leave, paid vacation, disability insurance, pension, and more? That's exactly what a civil service job can offer. The Training Center for Civil Service Jobs is Civil Service Career Center in Manhattan. Call 212-971-3434. After passing your exam, you can be starting a career in civil service. Some jobs offer starting salaries of more than $20 per hour. There are postal jobs, jobs with the IRS, immigration, clerical, administrative, computers, and more.
Civil Service Career Center's experienced instructors will give you all the training you need. Call 212-971-3434. Remember, once you have a civil service job, you have that job for life. Start a career that you and your family can be proud of. Civil Service Career Center is not an employment agency nor government affiliated. Don't miss out. Call now. 212-971-3434. That number again, 212-971-3434.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Dooley. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we all will be recovering from New Year's Eve. But don't worry, baby, I got the medicine for you. We will be featuring the music from the major motion picture soundtrack, Superfly. The one and only Curtis Mayfield doing it like only he can. We're going to be talking about music and art. Does it reach? Does it teach? Does it inspire? Do not miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. It's going to be a winner. Only on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
It's 34 past the hour. I am a huge Beatles fan. I am a huge, R&B fan, though my knowledge of the history of R&B is not that good, but I've always been fascinated with Phil Spector.
Phil Spector is one of the finest producers, I think, in the history of recorded music. I mean, the guy was just so innovative at such a young age and created this huge body of music in the early, mid-1960s before he even hit the age of 25.
It was interesting when we talked to Darlene Love that she said that, you know, he just looked at people as instruments.
Yeah.
Like they were just part of this larger part. It was all about him.
Yeah, it was.
And that comes off. You look at pictures of him, it's all about him.
Well, if you listen to the music, though, I mean, you got to give credit to the guy who managed to create this thing that made it sound like he had every instrument on the planet in a studio at the same time. I mean, that sound was incredible.
Well, according to Darlene Love, there were some times he did have every instrument on the planet. That was the fascinating thing talking to her. I mean, it was, you got all excited because you're, you know.
Oh, man, I've been a big Darlene Love fan for a long time.
And that was really the first time I ever met her. Certainly, and the first time I ever saw her, and she actually did a little singing for one of her fans on the phone. So here's our interview with Darlene Love. She was in New York for a Christmas concert at the Apollo Theater, and she stopped by our studio.
Mine may be always the one who try to sing they've never done, just because of that they say, hey. He's a rebel and he'll never be
anywhere. There you go, 34 past the hour, it's morning's edition. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
No, I'm going back to my womb-like state now, because this is one of those songs I came up with.
That's your song, that's the laugh you hear is Darlene Love, that is her song.
The great Darlene Love.
Yes.
Good morning.
That she recorded, she ghost-recorded for the Crystals.
Yes.
Now, ghost-recorded, that's not something we hear anymore. What does that mean exactly?
Well, Phil Spector moved to California and he met me and he asked me to come into the studio. I rehearsed
and learned the song "He's a Rebel," and we and recorded it under the name of the Crystals.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So now, Phil Spector then was a genius. Did you feel
he was?
That?
I still feel he is today.
Yeah.
He paved the way for a lot of this going on now because we did everything that people are doing today with 100 tracks.
Oh right.
With 3 tracks.
That's yeah. unbelievable. So you, they layered it.
Yep. Exactly.
Now, you were a church singer, gospel singer, right?
My father was a preacher.
Ah, there you go.
And I grew up in church.
Now, did you get a lot of flack when you decided to start singing secular music, singing with a guy who was, what, around your age, only slightly older than you?
Matter of fact, I got a lot of flack from the members of the church more so than my father because my father said, we were doing a television show called Shindig back in
1975. Oh, yeah.
And he told them, well, how you know she's watching? How you know she's on the show unless you're watching it? So it's all right for you to watch it, but for her not to be on the show. So he kind of like, you know, stomped it cold, you know.
Yeah.
Don't turn on the radio and listen to her sing if it's offending you.
What was it like the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
It was amazing for me and people that knew it was me singing "He's a Rebel."
It's what was it like just now to hear it?
Funny. Sound like Mickey Mouse.
No, but you know what? Those piano chords at the beginning are like a signature piece of rock and roll.
Exactly.
You know right away what that song is.
It's amazing. And you did Run Run.
They do
well.
Run Run. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's sure the boy I love.
Yeah. Which and you right now you're here doing a show. We should talk about the show.
Right. I'm doing a show for the first time at the Apollo.
Wow.
I actually worked the Apollo 40 years ago.
Wow.
Really?
This year.
Yeah.
I was with Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and we appeared there as Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans in 1964.
Really?
Now here I am 40 years later going back into the Apollo as Darling Love. And doing my Christmas show.
See, that's the thing that always kind of mystified me about how Phil Spector worked. Because it was almost as though the singers, although very distinct, were kind of like interchangeable parts. You recorded as Bobby Sox, you recorded as Darlene Love, you recorded as a member of the Crystals. But now, how come the Ronettes managed to seemingly stay intact and he shifted the Crystals and these other groups around so much?
Because the Ronettes came to California and recorded. The Crystals did not.
Ah, okay.
And Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans lived in California. The group was actually made up of a group called the Blossoms.
Okay.
And we met Bobby Sheen, who became Bobby Sox of Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. But the Blossoms actually did all the recording for the Crystals. We did all the background for the Ronettes, most of the background, and of course for Darling Love. And it was just all interchangeable. Matter of fact, there was a time when everybody thought that Darling Love was singing everything. But they didn't know. Yeah, but they didn't even know who she was. They thought maybe it was a member of the Crystals or a member of the Ronettes. But it wasn't me, a real person.
How did you keep track of royalties? Or did
what
you?
Royalties? That's how we kept track of them. We didn't get any.
Really?
No.
Spector kept all the money?
He kept it all.
Oh, man.
It's so hard to believe that. There was a time.
I love him.
Oh,
It's so hard to believe there was a time where it wasn't completely personality driven. Because, I mean, now the entire music industry is personality driven.
Right. I think Phil Spector was doing that, too. He was trying to build a, build himself, not his singing.
Just him. Like, I am the master genius of all
I'm
things.
I'm the man in the middle of the circus.
Wow.
I cracked the whip. Yes.
When you recorded, did you hear all of the symphonic stuff and that wall of sound in the background in your head? Or did that come, did you kind of like record a track and then you heard it as a finished product?
I heard it as a finished product, but Phil Spector started using echo. They had an echo chamber in the studio at Gold Star, and Phil Spector was the first person to start using echo.
Yeah.
Some kind of way he did it, but we did layer, which nobody was doing at the time. Because usually when we recorded back in the late 50s and the early 60s, everybody was thrown in the studio at the same time. All the musicians, the background singers, and the lead singer, and everybody recorded at the same time.
So you had like 100 people in there?
Yeah, sometimes.
Unbelievable.
Take a number, please.
That's
incredible.
Exactly, yeah.
So there's a lot of people, from what I've read about Phil Spector, that were in the studio that went on to have the... Wasn't Sonny Bono there?
Sonny Bono used to work for Phil Spector. And
yeah.
I met Cher when she was 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
She was Sonny's girlfriend at
the
time.
She wasn't singing at all.
No, she wasn't.
She was just hanging around chewing gum?
Hanging out. Her bangs used to be long and down past her eyes, and she used to have long, straight hair.
And what do you think of pop music now?
What is pop music? What's pop music?
Pop. What do you like? I guess I'm referring to people like Britney Spears and like.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it has any integrity whatsoever? Because I can't listen to it.
Maybe I'm think too old. If they didn't take their clothes off, they'd be. Oh, like nobody would pay any attention.
Hey, but exactly. They got software that can make Britney Spears sound like Darlene Love.
That's they can do anything they want now.
It's cheating. Don't you think it's cheating?
Yes. Yeah. Because then when you see them in public, you know, I won't call any names, but I know people who work on the stage that they have singers that sing exactly what they're singing while they're
right.
on stage.
Now,
that's a good thing.
I'm telling you. Well, to help them get through the show.
Well, I mean, oh, I'm saying what
I'm
saying.
Saying like what
you
I'm singing,
somebody.
Like I'm singing, he's a rebel, and
right.
he'll let somebody sing exactly word for word what I'm singing.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So it's not a tape. There's actually somebody
no.
standing there.
Standing behind, that. Yeah.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And they look like a background singer, so nobody
right.
knows
that's
the distance.
That's how they do it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
But now, what did you do? You, at a point, began recording with people other than Phil Spector. You
right.
recorded with the Beach Boys.
Well,
Dan Pashman's favorite group.
That's what I did for a living before I met Phil Spector.
Really?
I was a background singer.
Oh, wow.
And I sung for the Mamas and the Papas, Johnny Rivers,
what
Jan
songs?
And Dean.
What song?
You name them.
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I guess, you know, singers could make a really good living back then.
We
right?
did.
But
I don't know how,
did.
Why I ever left. Sometimes I wonder.
Well, you did a few movies, too, right?
I played Danny Glover's
right.
wife in all the Lethal Weapon movies. Right.
Now, how did that happen? I mean,
living here in New York. I tell you, I love New York. The casting director was a Darlene Love fan, and he used to come to the Bottom Line to see me all the time. And he called my office one day and asked me if I'd be interested in being in a movie with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. I said, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right.
There was no, hold on, let me check.
Let me check.
What do you want me to do? When do we start? And actually, my audition was with Dick Donner, the director, mm-hmm. and I just sat and talked with him for an hour. And he said, well, as far as I'm concerned, you have the part. Of course, you know, I didn't believe that, being in show business.
I understand. How do you take care of your instrument? I mean, you know, a lot of singers have rituals and routines that they go through. They want tea or a particular kind of tea or a particular kind of honey. What do you do?
Anything warm. And when I'm working, mostly, like I did a show at Rainbow and Stars.
Oh, sure.
For 3 years, I did my Christmas show there, and it's 10 shows a week. You're off on Sundays and Monday, which I do nothing. I don't talk. I don't,
don't
do anything.
Answer the phone?
No, don't
really?
Answer the phone. My friends that know how my schedule is, they know I'm on voice rest. I don't talk. I drink a lot of hot stuff. I drink about 8 to 12 glasses of water a day.
Oh, okay.
I get my sleep at night when I can, and the biggest thing is talking.
Just don't talk.
Cause it's my husband loves it.
You're going to ask me to substitute for Mara, but I guess that's out. Huh? But, you know, one thing I have to say, I generally hate Christmas music. For whatever
okay.
reason, I just don't. It sounds maudlin. It sounds. But
okay.
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home was the one Christmas song that I always loved. I could always tolerate that because it had this kind of, I don't know, it was, first of all, it was identifiably Phil Spector because
yes.
it had that sound
and
in the
everything,
background.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that has been an enduring song for you, and there was some difficulty in you singing it at a point?
No, not Christmas Baby. River
okay.
Deep was the record.
Oh, River Deep?
River Deep,
he
Mountain High, because I heard it first, and I thought it was for me,
mm-hmm.
and he said he wasn't sure who he was going to give it to, and then Tina ended up singing it.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
But Christmas Baby, Please Come Home was actually written for me.
Oh, that was it? He did?
Yes.
Okay. He
yes.
had that written for you.
And I still love that song today because it sounds just as fresh.
Mm-hmm.
As it did when it was recorded over 40 years ago.
Letterman loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm on his TV show every year.
Now, was there any fighting? I mean, like amongst the talent, like
no, and you know why?
Tina Turner.
But
I mean,
it wasn't with Tina. It
okay.
was with Phil.
All right, so it all
okay.
went through Phil.
But there was never any fighting among the groups. I was the oldest. Everybody else, I was like 18, 19. Everybody else was like 12, 13, 14. So I was like the mama.
Yeah.
You know, so I would walk in the street. And plus, I was already a professional singer by doing background singer with some of the greatest that, you know, ever. I mean, I did Elvis Presley's 1968 comeback special.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I worked with Frank Sinatra.
That's the one where he's wearing the black leather jacket.
Yes.
I saw
yes.
you. Saw
in the round in the circle.
Right. With
yes.
the little, uh-huh.
Right.
So you're on that show?
I'm actually on it. He does a gospel segment.
Right, right.
Coming down on the three blossoms are surrounding him.
Oh, I got to get the tape.
And
now.
I also did yeah. Change of Habit with him.
Oh, wow.
Nice guy.
Oh, unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Had a real magnetism. Let's
he really did. He really did have a magnetism.
So we'll talk about it more when we come back. It's 44 past the hour. We're talking to Darlene Love, 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. ChildAbuseUnit.com.
Do you know the 12 financial traps that keep most people from becoming wealthy? Well, now you can learn with Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system that you can try risk-free today. Learn the financial traps that keep most people from becoming wealthy and how you can avoid them and even turn them to your advantage. Discover how to build wealth no matter what your salary is. For your risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system called Get the Edge, dial 1-800-500-8121. Tony Robbins has impacted the lives of millions of people around the world and help them live their dreams. Now he wants to share with you the secrets to being wealthy right now. Find out how you can start building your wealth today on your current salary. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' Get the Edge at 1-800-500-8121. Learn the 12 financial traps to avoid and the secrets to being wealthy right now. For your risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system, call 1-800-500-8121. That's 1-800-500-8121.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Fifty past the hour, Mark Maron with Mark Riley.
They do run, darling.
I can't believe that's you.
Yay.
It's just making me cry a little bit. It's very exciting.
Now, we got somebody on the phone that says they're a longtime Crystal fan.
Okay.
Hey, John, what's going on in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Hey, John.
Hey, listen, this is the best birthday present I could ever ask for today. Thank you, Darlene.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a big 55 today. I've been a Crystals fan since I was 13. He gets up in the morning and he goes downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's his boss and he's lost. And he okay, well, that's enough for me.
All right.
Good job.
All right, John.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
See you later.
Bye. See, he's one of those. He's just like me that way. You know, you couldn't have known.
Excited.
Yeah, right. You couldn't have known at the time that this music was going to be this timeless.
Oh, never. I never thought. Matter of fact, we called it bubblegum music.
Really?
You
just
really?
Like if I was going to go away, it'd be
and
the
it
hit.
Wouldn't. But you know, and then I've met a lot of entertainers like Elton John,
mm-hmm.
or you know, like a Sting, who say this music, as far as they're concerned, started rock and roll.
Really?
The Boss, I mean, you know, and Steve Van Zandt, all of these people credit me and Phil Spector with starting the real rock and roll.
Right, that's funny, because Dan Pashman, son of Louis and Linda Pashman, who's our producer, associate producer, he credits Bruce Springsteen as starting everything. He thinks Bruce Springsteen started time itself. That,
and yeah, music.
There was nothing but a dark void before Springsteen.
That, right?
Yeah.
It kind of gives us a little credit.
Yeah, right?
So, tell us a little bit about Elvis, because, you know, everybody, you know, is, he's sort of a mystical figure, great charismatic.
Elvis was so nice. When we started doing his 1968 comeback special, because he knew my affiliation with gospel music, he used to go get his guitar, and we used to sit and sing for hours.
Really?
Just gospel music. And then he would go, do you know this one? He'd start playing, and we'd all start singing it. It was
really
fun.
And he knew all the songs and everything?
He knew the songs. He said he learned gospel music from going to black churches in the South, listening to them at the window.
Wow.
He couldn't go in the church.
Really?
But he would stand outside and listen.
Bill
to
Clinton said that too, I think.
Leave Bill alone.
No, he's our guy. Believe me, he is our guy.
I know he is.
You actually did some campaigning this year, didn't you?
Yes, I did some campaigning, yeah.
We all tried.
We tried.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't understand? Please explain to me how you got all those people to register and then they didn't go and vote.
That's a weird thing, right?
What happened?
Well, a lot more people went to vote, but I mean,
but you know what they did? They did a thing, and they went. They said 20% voted last year, and 20% voted again.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is that in certain precincts, you know, especially in black neighborhoods, the lines were just too long because they didn't staff them correctly, and a lot of people went home. I bet that was part of the big scam.
They didn't do the roadblock thing like they did in Florida 4 years ago, where they had the cops stopping people, saying, "Wait a minute, no, the polls are back this way.
Yeah,
or, come vote tomorrow." Right.
Instead, they just had one machine in the neighborhood for 50,000 people.
Right, people. Yeah.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there may still be people online.
Well, actually, there is a march in Ohio.
Yes.
This Saturday, December 4th at 1 p.m. at the Ohio State House in Columbus, Ohio, to ensure that every vote is counted, go to our links at morningsedition.com for details.
Yeah, the Reverend Jesse Jackson's out
there. Get
out
of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's going out
there.
We didn't
hear a lot from him this year.
I know.
What happened?
He calls here occasionally.
He calls here.
Yeah.
He speaks to him every now and then. He's going out on the road, you know, he and Reverend Al and you know, the activist crew.
Oh, Lord. Well, we did a lot of work with Bruce Springsteen this year.
Really?
You know, for the Democrat convention.
Now, your phone rings a lot, I bet you, huh? People calling, asking, you know, are you free? How do you pick and choose what gigs to do?
Ones that pay the most. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, that's a good question.
I do a lot of benefits, and during Christmas time, I do a lot of children charities, hospitals, and the whole thing.
What about the, like, when you were working with Spectrum, when it's notorious that so many artists got ripped off, right, you know, for so long in rock and roll, you know, and now, you know, if you play your cards right, you can really get protected and make a lot of money.
Right.
What was the feeling back then? That it was just the way it was, or
not so much it was the way it was. We had recording contracts, but I've learned to live long enough to see recording contracts don't mean anything.
Okay.
Because we had a legitimate recording contract with Phil Spector.
Okay.
And he just didn't pay the royalties.
So you have no protection whatsoever?
None.
Wow.
And unless you want to go and find a lawyer that said, I'm sorry, you have to give me $20,000 to fight this case before I even start. Where are we going to get $20,000 from?
And the case would be against Spector?
Yes.
Okay.
And I did eventually sue Phil Spector about 7 years ago, and I won.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yeah.
You got the money?
I got the money.
Can I have some?
No. As long as it took me to get it.
I understand. So now, you're based here in New York.
I live in Rockland County.
Oh, fantastic.
And I've been in New York almost 20 years now. I came here to do a play called Leader of the Pack. And
oh, the Shangri-La song.
Yeah. And I stayed, and I've been here ever since.
Now, it's funny. The Shangri-Las were not produced by Phil Spector, but they did kind of have that sound behind
them. They did.
Leader of the Pack?
Yeah.
Because of the music.
Yeah.
You know, the same writers.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
same writers.
See, I'm learning stuff here. This is the kind of stuff you'd have to go online to find out information.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much. It's been a real honor having you here.
All right, so that was amazing. You know what's amazing is that, besides her being her, is that she's just a consummate professional entertainer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and her voice really hasn't changed all that much over the years. I mean, she recorded this stuff now 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And she still got the pipes.
What's also great is that it was good enough to hold up for this long that somebody, as somebody who's been in show business, it's fascinating and it's great that somebody can nurture a career. You know, she has a great voice, but the hits were like a long time ago.
They were a long time ago, but she's managed to nurture certainly the film career, doing the Lethal Weapon stuff, and the fact that, she was at the bottom line here in New York for a pretty long stretch before the club closed,
right?
And you couldn't get near those things. I mean, they'd be, each show she did was sold out.
So it's really not just a song that she just is a phenomenal talent.
Yeah,
real professional, real sweet person too.
Very nice.
Very nice what she did for that guy on the phone. In our next hour, we're going to spend it with a couple of our regular guests. One is a media critic, one is a food critic, but we can usually get them going on just about anything. Jeff Jarvis and Alan Richmond. They'll be with us when we come back. It's 2 minutes before the hour. This is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
The Cold Sore Case Files. Sponsored by Xylactin. Meet Chloe.
Hey.
Chloe has a job interview.
I'm ready.
Chloe also has a tingle on her lip.
Ew.
An itchy tingle that could erupt into a cold sore.
Oh.
Thankfully, Chloe knows about Xylactin L.
Where's the Xylactin L?
Xylactin L's penetrating formula speeds relief by treating cold sores even before they break out.
Take that.
So Chloe can go to her job interview with confidence. Good luck, Chloe.
Oh, mind if I take this cap? Thanks.
Hey. Got a cold sore? Zap it with Xylactin.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan wants an unprecedented global response to Sunday's earthquake and tsunami that's killed at least 120,000 people in South Asia. Annan says he's satisfied with the $500 million governments and agencies have pledged thus far, but it'll take billions to help nations recover. Annan will meet with U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell today to discuss coordinating relief efforts. Annan says the task is too large for one nation or group to undertake by itself. President Bush is sending his brother, the governor of Florida, to tsunami rave that ravaged South Asia with Secretary of State Colin Powell. There to return with a first-hand assessment of what's needed. U.S. transport jets have delivered loads of supplies thus far. AP correspondent Mike Casey has more on gauging the final death toll.
This death count is kind of arbitrary, and I think a lot of people expect it to eventually come down because a lot of it's estimates.
The relief efforts are now in high gear, Casey says, now that the U.S. has entered the picture.
There's a sense there that it's the beginning. There was a couple of days there where there just wasn't a lot of movement on the ground, and people were starting to get worried that starvation and disease could really take hold.
Survivors of a deadly nightclub fire in Argentina tell investigators that emergency doors were locked. The Buenos Aires club was packed with youngsters attending a rock concert. The blaze killed at least 174 people, leaving 410 injured. Survivors say the fire set off a stampede of people as thick black smoke choked many inside. People pushed and jumped over each other trying to escape. Grieving parents crowded the city's morgues to identify the dead. There's no immediate word on the cause, but several survivors said they saw a flare hit a foam lining in the roof of the concert hall. Condemnation from Palestinian leaders over an Israeli raid on the Khan Yunis refugee camp. The Palestinians claiming the raid is a major distraction ahead of its presidential vote set for January 9th election. Two more Palestinians were killed in an Israeli missile strike today. The strike came on the second day of an Israeli raid that Israel says is aimed at halting missile strikes against nearby Jewish settlements. At least 12 Palestinians have been killed in the strikes. Israel says that two killed were militants who were trying to plant explosives near an Israeli military position. Prozac manufacturers knew in advance that the antidepressant had troubling side effects. A British medical journal obtained confidential drug company documents suggesting Eli Lilly knew in the 1980s that Prozac could increase the risk of suicidal behavior in children. The government has since ordered packaging to carry such warnings. The British Medical Journal says the documents show the popular drug had caused behavioral disturbances in clinical trials and that maker Eli Lilly knew of the potentially disturbing side effects as early as 1988. The journal has since handed over documents to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. We have a new definition of torture. The Justice Department is backing away from its assertions prior to Iraqi prison abuse scandal that torture had to involve excruciating pain. Mike Piazza, Air American Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. You know, the other day my son said, Daddy, why are you drinking my Welch's grape juice? And I said, your Welch's? I've loved Welch's grape juice since I was your age. And now I love it even more because Welch's is good for our hearts. It's made from heart-healthy Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's full of natural antioxidants. In fact, delicious Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And you know what he said? Daddy, you have a purple mustache. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
I want to be going next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down.
800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
EcoTalk.
I'm Betsy Rosenberg.
And I'm Johnny Steele.
Of EcoTalk on Air America Radio, our program covers everything you wanted to know about planet protection, from the practical to the political, but didn't know where to ask. We interview authors, activists, green business leaders, scientific experts, and occasionally ordinary folks who are making an extraordinary environmental difference.
From reuse to renewable energy, from climate change to computer recycling.
Your home for eco-health
and eco-humor.
EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, people on vacation. I hope you're having a great time. People who aren't in vacation, I hope you get a few days off. I hope the holiday season's going as well as it can possibly go. And be careful, because Riley and I are on vacation. There's nothing we can do to help you right now.
I'd like to send special Christmas greetings to the euro, the currency that will eat America.
Uh-huh, and you're going to be spending at this.
I will be spending all my money.
Yeah.
In England. Every last stinking dime I made here on the shores of the USA, I'm going to have to spend in England because the exchange rate is 2-1 now.
And I will be at my home in Los Angeles, sitting on my back deck.
Are you like at the top of a hill or something? Can you see down below you?
Is that... I can, yeah.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Don't you ever want to just like play the Bonanza theme while you sit on the...
Well, it's pretty fascinating. The most fascinating, if we're going to, you know, just talk about stuff, was on, because I live in a primarily Mexican neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And on 4th of July, it was mind-blowing, man. People in my neighborhood, they save up for fireworks, dude. I mean, it was like, I just sat in front of my house. I was like, oh my God, that's bigger than the ones you see at the stadium. You know?
Yeah.
So anyways, what we're doing with these shows, it's not just the best of. We've got a lot of new stuff in each show. So we're going to close out the morning by spending a little more time with some of our favorite critics today, too. Later in the hour, we'll have a brand new interview with food maestro Alan Richman talking about holiday eats. But right now, let's listen to our most recent interview with media critic Jeff Jarvis. He's the editor of BuzzMachine.com. He's also a former TV critic for TV Guide and People, and the creator, though not on his own dime, of Entertainment Weekly. Let's listen to this. He was also the writer and the finder of that information about the Parents Television Council, which is one of the Christo-fascist zombie brigades for the neocon death cult. Yes.
Prigs, prudes, and bozos who are trying to keep us from watching what we want to watch.
That's right.
To what we want to listen to.
So will you encapsulate that really quickly, that story from last week?
It was real quick. I saw that the FCC put its largest fine in history, $1.2 million, against Married by America because of complaints of a mere 159 Americans, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I filed a Freedom of Information request, which anybody can do,
mm-hmm.
bloggers, journalists, whatever, anybody should have done, and said, I want to see who complained. When I got it, they admitted they only had 90, and they only came from 23 people. And then when I looked into it, I saw that only all but two were identical. They all came from the Parents Television Council complaint factory.
So these are emails email petitions mailed to the members of the Parents Television Council or the mailing list that they have, and then they just sort of like, if you want to be part of this, hit send, put your name on it.
It's even easier. You go to a web page, you put in your name or a fake name, and you hit send, and that's it.
So this is the illusion. This is part of their propaganda.
This is like was a Beau Jest. The three soldiers in the fort put up 200 helmets on sticks by the walls, mm-hmm. and look bigger than they are.
Good analogy.
And what it really says is bigger than that. First is the SEC is going after free speech.
Right.
But secondly, what it says is the Moral Values Army is a load of crap.
Good.
We have not been taken over by a Moral Values Army. It's three guys with 200 helmets.
But what I'll tell you what Bill Donahue said on Scarsborough Country, that wasn't a load of crap.
Oh.
That is the real.
heart and soul of a type of hatred and a type of religiously justified hatred by certain religious people that really needs to be investigated.
The single most, if we're going to talk about media watchdog of the week, we're going to start growling now.
Okay. We have that, but we need to do something else, but I'll throw it to you. I'll give him a little one.
Oh, good, good.
There you go.
So it's radio. That growl of the week is the most disgusting, despicable, horrible moment on media all week was MSNBC's Scarborough report with, hey, he's gone, who am I going to pick to replace him?
Mm-hmm.
Pat Buchanan.
Right.
Who else? And then they have a show about a made-up war between the idea that, well, Hollywood is going to award Michael Moore, and they're not going to award Passion of the Christ. And so Hollywood is evil. Right? Mm-hmm. That was the shtick. Mm-hmm. They have on, and the first sin is the bookers have on the most obnoxious people they can find. Basically, it's three right-wing rabid dogs against Rabbi Shmuley Botiek, who's not exactly a great friend anyway. Let's gang up on the token Jew.
Yeah, Michael Jack is homie, isn't it?
Yes. Right. So then Bill Donahue, the head of the Catholic League, whatever that is, says, and I quote, "Who really cares what Hollywood thinks?" Mind you, I'm quoting him.
Yeah.
All these hacks come out there. Hollywood is controlled by secular Jews who hate Christianity in general, Catholicism in particular. It's not a secret, okay? And I'm not afraid to say it. That's why they hate this movie. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about truth. It's about the Messiah. Hollywood likes anal sex.
Wow, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Just out of nowhere, there's a perfectly reasonable tirade about how myself being a secular Jew, how we run Hollywood. I'm surprised I have time to do this, but but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, anal sex. How did that trigger in his head?
And it also says that they like to see the public square without nativity scenes. I, says Donahue, like families. I like children. They like abortions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was disgusting in so many ways. It was also disgusting because the host of the show didn't say, "Don't you think that was a little strong there, Bill?"
Yeah.
You know?
You're a little out there, aren't you?
Yeah, but of course it's Pat Buchanan, so he only eggs him on.
Hmm,
and it turns into the usual cable screaming match, but it was the lowest screaming match I've seen in ages. And I was sitting in a hotel room with not many channels, and so I had it on by chance, and it took me aback. Andrew Sullivan on his blog quoted it as well this week. The transcript, thank you, was up. It is frightening reading from MSNBC.
So especially because The Passion of the Christ was a crappy movie.
Well, and an anti-Semitic movie. That's the whole point of this.
It's an anti-Semitic movie.
In many views it is, and I agree with that view of it. First, it was a crappy movie, yes.
Yeah.
So the whole pretext of the show was wrong. Hollywood is against God. The whole way it was booked was wrong. Let's get on the most ridiculous hotheads we can.
And
a Muslim woman who sides with the American right, which was all kinds of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hindu. I can't remember which it was. I apologize.
It's okay.
And then we go after, Rabbi Shmuley, who's not exactly the
a representative. Right. Well, it's just weird that they get, that they use this sort of, this type of anti-Semitism, this idea that it just re-sparks something, this mythic. It's a mythic anti-Semitism, this idea about the Jews killing Jesus and then, us being, we're killing him again. I think they should blame Mel Gibson. I mean, he's the one who killed him over and over again and made $450 million doing it. He made $500 million on the back of Christ. Now, look, as a Jew, I'm not saying we didn't have anything to do with it, but but I will say that,
All right, haul him off now. We finally found our guy.
But let me
tell you, Bernie Kerik in to arrest you.
That's a good transition. Well, then what about Bernie Kerik? You must have some media analysis of that guy on TV.
Well, that was an amazing little... It's the problem of glass houses and nominations. Bernie Kerik gets nominated. Mm-hmm. I was no fan of Tom Ridge and his Geranimals strategy for Homeland Security.
Yes.
So, to me, get a cop in there, all right, so he's a fan of Bush. Of course he is.
Yeah.
Bernie Kerik, okay, he's a cop.
Yeah.
But on the one hand, you have the lionization of Bernie Kerik. Let's salute Bernie. On the other hand, in the other media, you have there's got to be something wrong with him, but nobody knew what.
They didn't have to dig too deep.
Well, no, let me tell you something. A lot of people knew, but they didn't have the hard evidence. This reminds me so much of the situation with Jim McGreevy and Golan Cypel, where you have somebody that is sponsored by someone, gets a highly sensitive job, mm-hmm. and suddenly watches their entire career implode before their very eyes. It was an incredible And the interesting thing is a lot of media people say, well, gee, didn't they know about this or didn't they know about this? And now the Daily News got a front page story. It says the guy was catting around.
But that's just the point about media. I was the dumbest person in New Jersey. I didn't know about the governor.
Really?
Clueless. I live in New Jersey. I didn't know. But I asked all kinds of media people who I have friends, and I said, did you know this?
Yeah,
if they knew, why didn't we know something?
Yeah.
And the same here. Now, on the other hand, so absolutely, the man who's running Homeland Security over immigration, having an immigration problem, doesn't wash right now. On the other hand, so he has a sex life, you know. Howard Stern this morning said, pardon me, I couldn't get your signal out where I live, he too wrote a book with Judith Regan, and he said there's a lot of sexual sparks with this woman, and it was in his home when he was still married, so they didn't do anything. But then he had this horrible fear.
Howard just assumed that he could have.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. He could have, would have. Yeah. But then his real fear is that she also edited Rush Limbaugh's book.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't even imagine that.
And who wants those sloppy seconds?
Yeah, really.
What happens to a guy? How is this going to impact, you know, Giuliani in the media? How is it going to, I mean, obviously Carrick's a thug, and obviously Giuliani was, you know, the head thug who helped this thug get to where he's going to be. And now how, you know, what does the media have to do to reframe Giuliani as the, you know, as
I think it started today. You have the front of the New York Times today saying that Giuliani's apologizing to Bush and trying to back up as fast as he can. It's like an old cartoon. He's going back with smoke behind him. You know, and I think he'll be fine. He's still got the halo over him.
We're talking to Jeff Jarvis at Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Rob Corddry from The Daily Show. If you're like me, and you probably are not, you're tired of getting your news from sophomoric, unreliable news outlets more focused on entertainment than news, like CNN and Newsweek. That's why I get my news from Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. That and Fox.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make a safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Park the defense, make bells ring. Glory to the pummeling. Capital One for we. The fans will play 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and coverage blow. Chants are born and jokes go home. A gift from Capital One you've got. Now double check.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
This January, it's the return of cable's most talked about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7. An all-access behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7. This January, only on A&E.
Are you drinking too much? Listen to what Alan wrote to me. Dear Wendy, I ordered your Freedom from Alcohol Hypnosis CDs. The CDs are amazing, but most importantly, they work. I drank a six-pack every night all my adult life. I needed help, but not an AA meeting to declare myself an alcoholic, weak, and powerless. Wendy, when I found your website, I saw that you also believe in empowerment rather than helplessness. I thought your CDs might be the help I sought, and I ordered the Freedom from Alcohol set. I listened to the CDs and had one beer each Saturday night, then completely dropped alcohol from my life. They are absolutely fantastic. So after 2 weeks of using your CDs, I'm truly free from alcohol. Wendy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sincerely, Alan. If you are drinking too much and you're ready to be in control and feel powerful, discover how hypnotherapy can help you now. You're not powerless or weak. You're strong and in control. Call me, Wendy Friesen, at 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com. 877-68-HAPPY.
I had two younger children and a daughter that is a special needs child, and she needed a lot of extra attention. Walmart is so good about giving me time I need to take care of my family. They know I have to have a good sound base at home. They feel family comes first. You can grow as far as you're capable of growing with the company, and Walmart gives you the support you need to be successful. My name is Debbie. I'm a district manager in San Diego over 8 Walmart stores.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Welcome back, people. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. This is Air America Radio. We are listening to our friend, Mr. Jeff Jarvis. He's a media critic. He's from BuzzMachine.com. And in this next segment, he's going to be talking about Rumsfeld, of course. And
the Q&A with the soldier.
Yeah, the only time that he was sort of confronted and, you know, with some real questions.
Humana.
And he's going to talk a little bit about Dan Rather and about your reporters in general.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this. People talk about, you know, corporate media, big media, mainstream media as not doing their job, you know, which is obviously true because there's a lot of obstacles, you know, in the path of that, one being, you know, corporate interests, the other being ideological interests, right? So now you get a situation, like we talked to Mick Ware a lot, Michael Ware, and he's an amazing reporter. He's the only guy, he's one out of, you know, a handful of guys that's had the courage to ride with the insurgency, you know, in Iraq and really do some real reporting. And then you got a situation where Sergeant Wilson is asking Donald Rumsfeld a question that was fed to him by a reporter who was embedded with him, you know, and people are trying to, you know, blame the reporter on something. But the truth of the matter is that that's what the reporter had to do to get a question through to one of the leaders that, you know, is important a topic for the people at the
It really war. Reveals the problem with information and freedom of information on both sides in this equation, right? On the one hand, yeah, it's an important story. The story has to get out. You find a way to get it out. The guy did that. And I agree with all that.
Yeah.
On the other hand, two arguments with the reporter. One is he did use the soldier. Now, how much the soldier wanted to be used is really up to the soldier. But at some point, this guy's ass could be grass.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's an issue. That's kind of a, you know, relationship moral issue of him and the soldier. He used the guy. The second is that he then didn't reveal it in his story, and that's way wrong. And the problem in media today, the biggest problem, I think, is a lack of transparency.
Okay.
And Rather, right?
Right.
You know, that's the real issue is the guy should have been honest with at least his readers and said, this is how this came about.
Yeah,
he didn't. He bragged in an email to the newsroom, aren't I the smart reporter, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And he really should have said, here's how I had to get the information. Then it would have been a good story.
So now, how do you think that, you know, this administration, somebody like Rumsfeld, do you see a pattern of sort of, you know, not taking responsibility, blame dispersal? They seem to be really brilliant at subterfusion and just, you know, letting things dissipate.
I look at it in media terms. I think that it's the buzzword of the age is transparency.
Okay.
And what we're talking about is more information. You know, one way or the other, we simply don't have enough armored vehicles over there, right? Well, whatever the blame is, let's get more of them.
Right.
Let's solve the friggin' problem.
Right.
And that's not what's happening. So if there's this running around trying to hide who did what where, we're not dealing with the real problem.
Well, let's talk about Dan Rather for a second and just the integrity of information. And we live in an over-informatized world to some degree, and the amount of phishing and searching and parsing one has to do just on an individual basis, you know, it's very complicated. Now, what about the integrity of information? You know, how does the media check itself
for information.
Well, we all have a new benefit now, which is I don't want to become a blogger triumphalist, but you have the citizens and citizens media out there willing to help you.
Yeah.
What Dan Rather should have said when he got caught 18 minutes after his broadcast with, gee, this looks suspicious, he should have said, thanks. I want to get to the truth, too. Instead, he waited 12 days to say anything.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the lack of transparency. That's a feeling that the media is the priesthood. Well, it's not. Everybody knows stuff, right? People can know stuff. A soldier can ask a question to get to the news. I can file a Freedom of Information request to get to the news. Bloggers can fact-check Dan Rather's ass.
It's also a fear of him showing himself to be human and fallible. And
he built himself a pedestal, and he didn't build stairs back down.
Yeah, but you know what? We talked to Jim Moore, who works. Yeah. He's been reporting from Texas for years.
Yeah.
And something he said that struck me was that Texas journalists knew that the alleged source of Rather's information was suspect from the beginning, and
right.
Rather never checked. That there was, just like with Bernie Kerik, there were a lot of people who knew but didn't say anything,
exactly.
Or at least were not asked.
Well, now here's the next chapter. This is the story coming up for next week that we'll watch next, is CBS has the commission looking into this,
mm-hmm.
and the report's about ready to come out, and a site that's been dogging this called ratherbias.com, which is going to be unemployed pretty soon, I imagine, has been saying that there's a big debate going on with inside CBS, and I know part of this myself, as to how to release this, and the question is, how much are they going to release, and will they release the whole thing?
About what?
About the whole investigation of Rathergate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, should CBS learn its bloody lesson, mm-hmm. be transparent now, if ever. Open up all your drawers and show us all what happened there and let us in. That's what media demands, that the people we cover are transparent, yet we aren't transparent ourselves.
But
CBS
needs
to do this.
I mean, if transparency doesn't hurt your cash flow, or I put it this way, if transparency doesn't help your cash flow, why do it?
Because at some point you're going to lose your credibility, and that is your only asset.
Yeah, but what do you see is who has the credibility now? I mean, they're now telling Brian Williams, is that the new guy?
Yeah.
They're not telling him to crack a few more jokes.
Well, network, because I sat next to Garrick Utley, a legendary NBC correspondent,
sure.
at some thing last week by chance, right?
Yeah.
And you know, he's an old guy in media. He gets it. He says that 10 years ago, network news basically saw its last.
They sold itself out. They sold themselves out.
Well, and a whole new competition is coming along, and the world is changing. It's not a world of one-size-fits-all news media anymore. That era is over.
Right.
And so you're going to get what you want, when you want it, where you want it, and we have more control. We, the people, have more control. Fist up in air. You know?
There you go.
But there's also when all the people, have the control, it's very easy to get, falsehoods out there, too. It's very easy to start, gossip momentum.
But I find in this new world, things get fact-checked real fast.
Right.
The audience fact-checked Dan Rather in 18 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
You know, And so I think that gives me hope. Sure, there are bozos and liars everywhere, in media, out of media, everywhere. But the point is, now that we have this mechanism of the web, the truth tends to gather like white blood cells on
was
bacteria.
Was that story totally discredited?
I can't even remember now all details because the story became Rather. No, it wasn't totally discredited. But, but on the other hand, the mudslinging, my stance on my blog, buzzmachine.com plug, was that I didn't care about either Kerry's or Rather's Carrier Bush's,
right.
because I cared about the future more. That the campaign got way too mixed up in this mudslinging.
Now let's talk about Rather's future. Does he get the big send-off that Brokaw got? Is this going to, is this going to rain on his parade? Is he going to have to walk away in shame? Because he did a lot of great work for a long time.
I think he'll give himself that send-off, but I think it inevitably draws like a magnet all the yes buts you can imagine.
Well, you don't think CBS is going to give him the tribute that he deserves?
They kind of have to.
Okay.
But it's going to bring out everybody with every little what's the frequency, Kenneth, moment in his career.
Right.
And I think that's what's going to be. And, that's not a bad thing. He's just human. It's an absurd view. All he does is read for a living.
Right.
You actually talk and think for a living.
Yeah, we try.
Sometimes.
Whoa, man. I think he's giving us a little too much credit. Don't you, Riley?
Just a little.
But it's good. I'll take it. I'll take it. So Jeff Jarvis will be back again in the next few weeks. Hopefully, we're going to be hearing more from him. We got Alan Richman coming up with a new interview. A new interview about holiday food.
Yeah.
Which, Riley, it's always the same. Mac and cheese, dry white turkey.
No pork. Cranberry sauce.
All right. Alan Richman up next.
You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Get to your local AutoZone store during the holiday season and help AutoZone say thanks to America's troops with a donation to the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund. 100% of your contribution will fund USO programs and services that benefit our troops worldwide. To make a donation of any amount to the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund, stop by your local AutoZone store before January 9th. Right now, get in the zone, AutoZone, and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
Want a job that offers excellent pay, security, automatic pay increases, paid sick leave, paid vacation, disability insurance, pension, and more? That's exactly what a civil service job can offer. The Training Center for Civil Service Jobs is Civil Service Career Center in Manhattan. Call 212-971-3434. After passing your exam, you can be starting a career in civil service. Some jobs offer starting salaries of more than $20 per hour. There are postal jobs, jobs with the IRS, immigration, clerical, administrative, computers, and more. Civil Service Career Center's experienced instructors will give you all the training you need. Call 212-971-3434. Remember, once you have a civil service job, you have that job for life. Start a career that you and your family can be proud of. Civil Service Career Center is not an employment agency nor government affiliated. Don't miss out. Call now. 212-971-3434. That number again, 212-971-3434.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
It just goes back to the pattern of George Bush, which is inexperience and royalty. Look at Gonzalez. Look at Portugas. All these people are people who suck his, you know what, and
elbow.
Yeah.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
They don't go, you know what, this is kind of a bad idea. We need to rethink this. Let's make it a better thing.
Yeah.
No, he just has people who have been loyal to him like lap dogs. Maybe he's adopting them at a shelter.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Okay, we're here. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh. Our guest in studio, Alan Richman, is the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. He is the culinary culinary critic for GQ magazine. He's also the dean of food journalism at the French Culinary Institute. He's a frequent guest now. Good morning, sir.
Wow, I'm back, and this is very exciting for me because you guys have eating habits that are sort of puzzling to me.
No, what do you mean I do? I'll eat anything pretty much.
Not me.
He's a little touchy, and now we got holidays with being a Jew that I am. I'm a big fan. I cook my own latkes. I know how to do it. How do you prefer the latkes? Do you like them like big shred? Well, not crisp, but you know, some people mush it and make
it
mushy.
No. Mushy is it tastes
grated
like,
potato,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Of course, as coarse as you can get
right,
it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's how I think with the onion, a little matzo meal,
you
egg.
You got to get it really crisp.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You got to get the oil hot and make them really crisp.
Yeah. Soggy potato pancakes are really bad.
Have you ever had any sweet potato pancakes? Any latke variations?
I've had a million. I'm Jewish too. Of course, I've had every variation there is. You're like you're going to surprise me.
I want you to surprise me, Alan.
I've had parsnips are good and potato. I've had them with parsnips and potatoes. They're fabulous.
Yeah, that makes sense. A little sweetness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So what are the big? I noticed like one thing I've always noticed in magazines when I was growing up is that people give food as gifts through the mail. People can order meat. You can order fruit. You can order fruit cakes, but meat through the mail?
Oh, the best. The best.
Who are those brothers that I always see? There's always an ad for these Omaha, these brothers.
Omaha Steaks. Yeah.
Brothers? Those are cough drops. Cough drops.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Confusing me, the brothers.
No. What are the big meat mailers?
Well, I like, Harrington's is a great mail order pork. Pork is what you want.
Riley, you're losing them.
Not me, pal.
Come on. Bacon and ham through the mail are two of the greatest products in the world. You don't like that?
Not to imitate Louis Farrakhan, but I don't eat the swine.
Well, that's right. See what I'm talking about?
I'm a Jew. I'll eat the meat. I'll eat the pork. What do you got? You can order good bacon.
Bacon. The best bacon in the world comes through the mail. There's a million places.
Well, because it's smoked?
Yeah, it's smokehouses. Yeah, it's all over the country. Just go online, smokehouses. Order anybody's. I guarantee it'll be good.
Really? What about the steaks? That seems a little...
Well, it's not the best thing in the world. They're all right, but frozen meat is still frozen meat. You want your meat to be fresh.
So it's frozen.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Because I went to what's the name of that? You know the place down on Gansvoort Street?
The
meat packing district. What's meat? What's butcher in Italian? Martella. What's the name of the place?
I'm supposed to have language skills.
Look, I went down to a restaurant. I got a porterhouse for two, and they make a great porterhouse steak. What's the difference between aged meat and not aged meat?
Well, all meat is aged to a certain extent.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, it would be just bloody and tough and awful. But when you're talking aged meat, sometimes they'll age it as long as a month, and it just sits there until it gets really grotty. And people like that a lot. Grotty. It gets sort of, a little, it's on the verge of going rancid.
Marcelleria, I think, is the name of the place.
Marcelleria? I haven't been there.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's terrific. So grotty does what to the meat?
It makes it very tender and very pungent and very rich and very deep tasting, but it also takes away a little of the freshness and bloodiness and it's a different flavor altogether. It's very much an acquired taste.
Okay.
Aged meat. I like it, but you have to like it.
But high-end steak places like Peter Luger's
age it a little bit. They'll age it probably, I don't know exactly, but they'll age it probably a couple weeks, maybe 10 days, maybe a little less. But it makes a difference. You have to age meat. You have to age steaks.
And he doesn't eat steak.
I don't eat steaks either.
Now let's talk turkey.
How about birds?
What do you got, birds?
Well, that is an old English tradition to hang partridges and game birds until they get really rancid and rotten.
But that dark meat doesn't like that either.
I don't eat that either.
Let's talk goose.
Goose
Christmas.
You like goose?
Nope.
No, goose,
goose, no duck.
Soft and stringy. If you want to know what it's like to eat goose, you want to learn, take a turkey leg and eat it outside in the rain, so it gets really wet and disgusting. That's what goose tastes like to me.
So you've eaten goose and you've eaten a turkey leg in the rain. What, you're thrown out of your house during Thanksgiving? Get out, Alan!
I've been thrown out of my house a lot, but let's not discuss marriage, please.
Oh, Lord.
Take the turkey leg, that's all you get.
No.
So, goose, the only
duck. Duck. But, people try to cook duck. Don't cook duck unless you know how to get the skin crisp. Mark, do you eat duck?
Nope. My father was, rest his soul, he loved duck. That was his thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like duck. I don't like goose. I like dry,
I know.
White
we went through
turkey.
This. We went through this. We put the cranberry sauce on top. Yeah. Did you do that at Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
Was it better? Wasn't it better with the cranberry sauce?
Yeah, it was.
All right, wait. Let's talk about goose. Because the one time I had goose, it was at a guy's birthday party. Someone came and cooked it, but no one had utensils. There was 40 people there, and there was not enough plates and everything. So we all had this cooked goose, and people were just
just pulling at it.
Greasy, disgusting.
Oh, it was
just with it. It's like, well, they do that in the South, pulled pork. You know, you have a pork.
No, that's not a problem. If it's real tender, you pick it off.
Yeah, but not goose. I don't want to rip goose with my.
It's all fat.
Yes.
So why do people love it so much?
Because it's supposed to. You know, a lot of people eat things because it's supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And goose is supposed to be a Thanksgiving. I mean, a Christmas dish. So
other examples.
Eat it. I think what people should do for Christmas, by the way, is cook. Cook your home cooking. Cook what a real family traditional dish.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, I think, for example, north of the Mason-Dixon line, everybody should have pot roast for a Christmas dinner, because that's a real traditional north dish. And south of the Mason-Dixon line, have fried chicken for your Christmas dinner, because that's real traditional. Or have some sort of, the best thing I ever ate for Christmas was at Daniel Ballou's restaurant, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
He made a breast of pork. Oh, man, was that wonderful.
So you got,
that
you
was
know,
a family farm dish.
Yeah, a family farm dish at a restaurant that serves these tiny portions for $1 million.
He doesn't serve tiny portions. We're always fighting about the portions.
I just was there once, and I had the tasting menu. So
when
you
go
next
time, I will work on portion control for you. I could call ahead.
Really? You're going to take care of me at Danielle?
I will.
If you take care of me at Danielle, I'll
make sure
that.
It gives you really significant portions. You'll be scared.
Well, maybe it's because it's the tasting menu. I don't know. It just seemed to live up to all of my stereotypes about a shishi French restaurant.
All right. Well, it is a shishi French restaurant.
So what about fruitcake? What is it with people in fruitcake on Christmas?
I have to say this. I'm starting to like fruitcake. That scares me.
What is it? It's candied fruit.
Yeah, candied fruit inside
a sawdust packed.
Yeah. Well, somehow they figured out a way to make the cakey part of a fruitcake last forever.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
It's a mystery to me. But lately, if you cut it really thin, I've been eating slivers of fruitcake, and I don't hate it the way I used to. Does that show I'm like – that probably shows I'm really old now.
You're getting old. You crossed over the line.
It probably does.
Alan, what do you have for picky eaters who are spending Christmas in a foreign land?
Is that you?
Could be.
Well, first of all, when you go into these fancy – let's say France. Every land is different. If you go into a restaurant in France. Yeah, no. Well,
no, I mean, I like France. It's just a French cooking thing. I'm kind of weird. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you went into a daze there. Just go in there and they have little tasting menus. Here we go again. At these restaurants in France that are very simple and very fundamental. And they usually have the ordinary home cooking on these tasting menus in restaurant in France. So have them. If you go into the a la carte, it's where they have the quail hearts, baked in brie.
That kind of stuff.
Get these ordinary. If you go to Italy, the food never changes in Italy. It's always the same. So you have no problems eating in Italy.
Actually, my brother's going to Italy. I'm going to London.
Yeah.
London over Christmas?
A Cornish pie or something.
I don't know about pies.
Meat pies.
Well, you want to have some traditional English food. What you do is, after you finished your meal, then you order angels on horseback, or they have these little things called savories, which you eat after the meal, after your dessert. After your dessert, they start again with savories, which is things like bacon and oysters cooked together.
Oh, that sounds good, but you won't eat it, will you? You eat oysters?
I'll eat oysters. I won't eat bacon.
Bacon and oysters. That sounds pretty good.
I used to love bacon, but not anymore.
You have your cheese course afterwards, your cheese and port. That's what you do in
London. Stilton cheese?
Cheese. Actually, the Brits do cheese pretty well.
Yeah, they do. Let's continue this cheese conversation in a minute. We'll be right back. It's Alan Richman is with us. He's the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley. Morning Sedition. On Air America Radio.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
This January, it's the return of cable's most talked about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7, an all-access behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7. This January, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For those interested in investing in foreclosed real estate, call for your list of foreclosures at 800-494-0610. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-494-0610 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is a public announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. For those interested in investing in foreclosed real estate, call CRN for your list of foreclosures at 800-494-0610. That's 800-494-0610.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
We're back. It's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Our guest is Alan Richman. He is the author of Fork It Over, The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater. He is the culinary critic for GQ Magazine. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong impression, Alan. I'm not against French food in any way. I just am a little overwhelmed by butter, by cream, by my lack of education around French cuisine.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the education part, but butter and cream, it's there.
No, I know. I mean, I've cooked out of Julia Child's books, and right. I just made
made spinach once, and it, you know, it must have been 2,000 calories because it's just spinach and butter and cream.
I once made a carrot recipe. It probably had 4,000 calories in that same book.
It's unbelievable. Do French people not get fat? Is there no heart attacks there?
They don't eat that way anymore. They're not eating Julia.
You know what? I like croque monsieur's.
Oh,
you know,
they're great.
The best. You know, those sandwiches are the best.
By the way, it's a grilled cheese sandwich gussied up by the French. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. They you know, the bread is dipped, and they have ham in it. Oh, it's great.
What about cassoulet? That's a good winter dish.
It's a fabulous dish. Beans and all kinds of
meats
in it. You know, bacon and sausages and pieces of confit of duck, which is preserved duck. Oh, it's a great dish.
Riley.
I'm sorry.
It's like beans good.
Can we
talk lobster for a minute here?
Sure.
Lobster's great. You got to, you know, that's, you know, that would be a pretty good.
That would be a good New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
dish,
New Year's Eve. Yeah, New Year's Eve people eat bad food for the most part. You know,
why?
Well, they
just to start off bad.
Well, they. Let's start off.
Can we get a resolution? I'm not eating any more bad food.
But you know, how many people like sign up to go to some sort of chain hotel to the banquet hall so they can blow on
the buffet?
You know,
yeah.
And they wouldn't eat it if it was anything else but New Year's Eve. They wouldn't go. But on New Year's Eve they go and they think they're eating good food and they're not.
We used to go out for nice dinner on New Year's Eve. So a couple of New Year's Eves, because it gets so crazy here, and in New York, I always wanted to be as far away from Times Square as possible, so we used to go all the way down to Chinatown and do a big Chinese dinner with friends.
Great idea.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, absolutely. By the way, the saddest thing in the world, if people in California, if you live in California this New Year's Eve, please don't watch the ball drop in New York City at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the saddest thing I ever heard. People do that.
But they also get two New Year's Eves then.
Yeah.
They go, what do they do? It's anticlimactic. What do you do after 9 o'clock? You're bowling? What do you do in California? I'm sorry.
You go eat again. Is there any way a buffet can be good, Alan?
Yes, they can, absolutely. But you have. I think the secret of buffet is only eat the cold items. When you talk about lobster, they'll always often have, you know, go on these hotel buffets that cost like 50 bucks a person. They always have great sushi. They'll have great cold lobster. They have crab claws. That's the kind of stuff that's good at a buffet. I eat all of that until I pass out.
Have you ever been to those seafood buffets out on the West Coast? They now have these seafood buffet restaurants. It's insane.
They have one here in New York. There's a place called Minato. It's not real good, though.
Miles of sushi and fake crab meat.
Yeah, well, that's the trick. You have to, you know, they want you to eat a lot of the rice.
Oh, dude, I got another question for you, Alan.
All right.
Now, tell me about what makes, like, what, you know, sushi, it pretty much, I found a place out in Los Angeles that's amazing, and it costs a lot of money to eat there, all right? What makes it, what's the difference in the fish? It's not just freshness, is it? How is the fish treated, number one? And where does most sushi fish come from? What makes the difference? What is the gradation? Why does it happen in sushi?
Well, there is a huge difference in the quality of the fish, first of all, number one. Number two, you know, you can say freshness is a factor, but an awful lot of sushi now is frozen.
It's flash frozen on the boat.
I know. So that's not the biggest difference anymore.
Okay.
But there's the quality. But also, rice. I think rice makes a huge difference. If you go into a sushi restaurant that's taking rice and it's really fresh, sometimes they use warm rice and they just make a little bowl.
That's what the guy does. The guy at Nozawa. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you ate at Sushi Nozawa.
I go to Nozawa all the time.
That's a sushi Nazi out there now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. He tells you what you eat. You go and you eat. If you sit at the bar, he decides.
Really?
If you sit at the table, he decides.
And he glowers at you through the whole meal.
Yeah. It's the day that Nozawa smiles at you, you think you've arrived somehow, you know?
Yeah, it's a high... You know,
but what makes this, like, that's a good example. Well, not that anyone listening in the Midwest is going to know what we're talking about, but there's something about the way he treats fish that it's not just normal. I mean, is sushi treated? How do they prepare the
fish? Well, he does also a certain style that I think is called Edo style,
I think,
where sometimes they put little bits of sauce on the fish.
Right.
Any touches of sauce, which makes it really good, gives it variation, because basically most raw fish, hate to say this, I'll get in trouble, but taste mostly alike. So if you put a little bit of sauce on it, the different kinds of fish taste more different. And he uses warm rice, I believe, and he just forms it into a ball, and the rice is fresh. That's the trouble with supermarket sushi, for example. Fish you can survive. The fish you can't survive. The rice.
I wouldn't do it.
Terrible.
You know, there's a place downtown here that it's like a Japanese fast food place. It's right on 17th Street.
Right.
It's got excellent sushi, but I wouldn't buy it at a supermarket.
That's right.
I don't know why I got it.
You know what
sushi.
I miss? I miss the sushi places that had conveyor belts.
They got those in L.A. with the boats. One in L.A. where everything comes
by
in a boat.
I think there's a couple here in New York, so I think there's one in Penn Station. Is there still one left in Penn Station?
Is there?
I think there is one, and I know there's one in Jersey, not far from where.
Now I'm kind of obsessed with sea urchin, because, like, I went to Blue, what was it called? Blue, Blue Hill?
Blue Ribbon.
Blue Ribbon down there
on Sullivan, I guess, here in New York City. And they had the they have a raw bar, but they were serving the fresh sea urchin. And now there's a place in Queens, that the fish store, that's got them, and I'm dying to try and do it myself, but it's pretty delicate,
I think you could make an argument that great sea urchin is the finest of all the products, better than fine caviar.
Right.
It's just an amazing. If you get it right, it has a little pungency, a little creaminess, a freshness. It's unique.
It's an acquired taste, O'Reilly. I tell you, man. The first couple times
he's gonna hate it.
The first couple times you eat it, you're like, what did I do?
I'm at an age in my life where I don't eat anything I have to ask, what did I do after I eat it? Not anymore.
For any reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's try and re-steer it down back to Christmas, because Christmas is a couple of days away. What about Christmas morning, Christmas breakfast, Christmas lunch?
Well,
anything?
Everybody just eats cookies with little sprinkles on top. Real Christmas
shortbread
food.
Shortbread cookies?
Which drives me crazy that there should be real Christmas food. I think people should serve, for example, I think a great Christmas lunch, you should serve shrimp. Shrimp with cocktail sauce would be great. Everybody loves it. Mm. It's a bit of a luxury. It's not priced out of existence.
But you can always get good shrimp because they're all frozen.
That's right. That's right. Almost all of them are. And you can get them cheaper if you go to Chinatown where you like to hang out. Yeah.
Chinatown's wild because you can walk through Chinatown and you just realize that, this civilization has been around so long that they've actually tried to eat everything.
Now, you can get those big shrimp down there in China?
Yeah, you can get the big ones.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You like that?
I love big shrimp.
Big shrimp with salt and pepper? Salt and pepper shrimp?
U-235? It's like uranium.
Well, they call them eights or sixes because that's how many you get to a pound.
Okay.
If you see a six, it means there's six shrimp to a pound. Those are huge.
Those are gigantic.
Yeah, those are great.
But are you talking about the ones that salted shrimp? Is that
that's something else. Salt and pepper shrimp. You're talking about eat the shells?
Yeah.
No shell eating here.
Riley.
No, I don't take that shellfish stuff too literally.
You're off on the shellfish too? Oh, you eat the regular shrimp. You eat skinny shrimp.
Yeah, I love regular shrimp.
All right, Alan, it's great talking to you. I have a good holiday season.
This was fun.
Have a good holiday.
I just learned everything about the eccentricities of America just with you two.
Come on, I'll eat anything. I will eat just about anything once.
And I won't.
Okay, good. So thank you for joining us. The book is Fork It Over. What's the rest of the title?
The Intrepid Adventures of a Professional Eater.
You can get it at morningsedition.com at a slight discount. Thanks again, Alan.
Thank you. Great.
That's a wrap, man. Happy holidays, Riley.
Happy holidays, Marin.
See you later, buddy.
All right, man. Have a good one, man.
You too.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-723-6475. That's 1-800-723-6475.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save.